government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is May 19th, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to be joining us later in this hour. Then we have Dr. Henry McCount joining us in the second hour to talk about the history of feminism and to get into how it was orchestrated by the government and the tax-free foundations to break down the families and enslave women, children, men alike. And then Alan Snidow will be joining us. He made the film Thirst, and we're going to be going over how big foreign companies are coming in, paying off politicians, buying the water supplies and water treatment facilities we paid for with tax money, and then doubling, tripling, quadrupling. We're talking about going from a $240 bill to a $1,275 bill. We're talking about going from a $80 bill to a $900 bill. I mean, these are real bills. And this is just what they do. And they all hire their private SWAT teams and siege forces. The U.S. is being subdivided. It's going to be ruled by different local chieftains, overseen by Homeland Security, local MERC teams. Armies of convicted felons filling the military and police forces. It's already happening. Ladies and gentlemen, the criminals are taking us down. They're just taking over. They're hitting us at every angle. Last night I showed Truth Rising, and people were coming up to me, talking to me, and this fellow came up and showed me his phone, real nice individual. He said he was driving down South Lamar, and police pulled him over. They had a drug dog, and he admitted he had a tenth of an ounce of marijuana. He smokes marijuana, like George Washington did. And they're standing there, and the dog just runs right up and bites his leg. And I've seen many videos of this where they just bite you. It's kind of like the cop will kind of not really pull on the leash. It's kind of like, oh, go ahead, get a little blood. And he showed me photos of these huge bite marks. And then more cops pull up at the scene, and one pulls up and wrecks into another one. And they go, that's it. That was your fault. If you wouldn't have had this marijuana, we wouldn't have stopped. This wouldn't have happened. We're charging you with everything. We're charging you with you name it. I mean, that's how sick it is. I mean, would you rather have people smoking marijuana, or would you rather have fleets of goons and attack dogs running around pulling us over, feeding on us? What's a greater evil? What is a greater evil? And we are Change Kentucky. We are Change Ohio. We're going to get them on later in the show today. I interviewed one of them, and then I was listening to Truth Revolution Radio last night driving home. Like 11 o'clock and heard the other guys there. And they went to the NRA convention. They had press passes. They went to the press briefing, press conference, and asked Oliver North about the FEMA camp continuity of government plans, the concentration camp plans. And all of a sudden, plain clothes security came over and said, leave. And as they were leaving, one of them just grabbed the guy, tackled him. And then the police ran over with them, and Oliver North's private security were there, and they stole all their cameras, took the memory chips out, took the batteries out, erased them, didn't give them the chips or the batteries back, and then said, we're going to charge you with federal violations, felonies, and we're making up all this stuff about obstruction of justice federally by having the videos and by trying to... One of them put one of the memory chips in his pocket before they could get to it, and they searched him and took it and said, you're trying to, I mean, just made up craziness. Just like a third world country. They got a major lawsuit. They were press accredited. I mean, are we going to protect press in this country? Are we going to protect activism? I mean, this is just off the charts serious to have that going on. And it's only going to get worse. They are converting our society over to a giant gulag policed by steroid-headed psychos.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When you read about King George quartering standard standing armies and erecting a multitude of new offices and officers to go out and eat out the substance of the people, the government that they had in 1775 and 1776 was per capita much, much smaller than it is today. I mean, think about how you pay property tax and sales tax and income tax and state income tax and corporation tax and business tax and regulatory tax and telecommunications tax and water tax and trash pickup tax and taxes on taxes on taxes. I mean, there's thousands of taxes. And what do you get from the government? Just leering thugs in paramilitary outfits shoving machine guns in your face. I mean, I watched over the weekend a Chicago TV station with the deputy chief who looked like he was wearing a rubber mask. I mean, the guy looked like a space alien or something. And you could just tell he looked completely guilty. He looked like a bad guy out of a comic book. And his ears were almost on his neck. Bizarre-looking fellow. And he was just saying, yeah, we're going to turn all of our police into SWAT teams, and they're going to be everywhere now in uniforms to project authority and strength, and going to be driving armored vehicles in all the neighborhoods and setting up checkpoints and questioning everyone. And I'm watching this. This is martial law. We're going to hand out, you know, M16s to everybody, and we're going to do this, and we're gonna, and it showed them, and it showed cops in black masks, black helmets, marching around with batons in Chicago. And it said, this is in response to increased crime. We've had 20 more murders so far this year than we had last year. Well, of course you've had more murders. You're a crime capital. The son of a famous mob boss runs Chicago. I mean, this is the city where the police publicly shake down the businesses themselves. This is where Al Capone ran the police, and then Daley ran the police, and then now his son runs the police. I mean, there's not even a debate about it. And they rule. And if you cross a cop in Chicago, they'll just pull you out of the heart of the car, blow your head off in front of everybody. Do it all the time. I mean, it's like, hey, listen, scum, we rule. Shut your filthy mouth. Off-duty cops beat women, rape them in bars. It's a reign of terror and evil. And it's only going to intensify. And, of course, a mafia-run city is going to have gun confiscation. Of course guns are banned in Chicago. And in the surrounding state, they spend a large portion of their state police budget, I've seen it as high as 30%, in, quote, gun crime enforcement. And what happens is their favorite targets, this has been in the news with the Illinois Rifle Association on over and over again, State Rifle Association, and they will, as soon as some 85, 86, 92-year-old man's had a stroke, he goes in, he's back home, his family's taking care of him, the day after his gun registration card is expired, they call him cage teams and raid teams, and they show up and bust down your door because it's a gun owner, and then now they're in criminal gun violation, and they haul out these old guys on gurneys with their colostomy bags and the rest of it, and it's just, yeah, we did a great job for America. No, what you are is cancer, and you've got every billboard and TV ad paid for about how great you are and how you're going to, and see, Americans have been domesticated slowly. First, it was, hey, in the 30s, these trucks are driving on the road, and they're messing the road up with their heavy weight. Shouldn't we tax them? And the dumb citizen said, yeah, tax them, rich truck drivers. It was a class thing. Because we're having to pay for the roads, and your trucks are heavier, and they're messing them up. They had to have licenses. And then they said, oh, now you got to have them, which the Supreme Court rulings actually say you don't, but they don't care. The cops are now saying the Second Amendment's a privilege. They don't know. They think travel's a privilege, too. It's not. It's a right. Unless you're in a controlled military grid, which we've been under since 33, now it's just expanding. Took a long time to bring down the country. They've now done it. And, you know, there's just everywhere, click it or ticket, giant signs on skyscrapers in Austin and every other billboard, images of cops pulling people over, that they're the big guys, they're the boss, you're going to be pulled over. And now you're going to get 10 years in prison for speeding, and now you're going to get a year in jail for dropping a banana peel. And now you're going to, you know, you do anything wrong. Oh, your child fell off the swing in front of witnesses and broke their arm. CPS comes out every time. Break a finger, they come out now. All about government in your life. All about government questioning you. All about government bossing you around in your face. This is what they're doing. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Before I digress and forget about it, and this is all I'm going to say, I think all you no-planers ought to really be proud of yourselves. Those of you that are weak-minded and have followed the different feds that have put that out, the no-planes at the towers, you ought to really be proud of yourselves because Howard Stern has now given a no-planer a show on his network. That's what the establishment is doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you've done to this country. You're not going to stop 9/11 truth. It's one of the only effective attacks the enemy has launched. But people are getting sophisticated and now and realizing exactly what you're doing. If you can't beat us on the facts, you will then magnify kook 9/11 groups to then make us all look bad. It's called black propaganda. And it's not going to work. And that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But people tell me I ought to like Howard Stern, and he's had Bapa Booey call in here, whatever that twit's name, and it was him. They bragged about it. They don't like this show. They've called me before. Repeatedly, the Howard Stern Show has, and vetted me to come on, and I just basically told them, you know, I don't need to be, you know, told I need to come on and act stupid. Hey, you want to come on and act stupid? We only want you on if you come on and act stupid. No, I don't want to come on and act stupid. See, I'm not like that. I won't geek for you so I can get attention to destroy this country. Understand? That's not how this works, and it's a despicable thing, and people should cancel their XM Sirius contracts because of it. If you've got it, you should call them and cancel it. It's disgusting. Nothing but sucking this country down in the pit of hell. As prices rise, listen to this. This is where our country is, New York Times. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. That's right. 1 in 10 college grads now to be in Homeland Security related. We're now going to have just masses, millions and millions of new bureaucrats running around everywhere. There's tattletale tip lines everywhere. Let me explain something. You put your kids in the car, and then you jump out of the car and close the door and get mail out of the mailbox. The old woman next door, she doesn't even necessarily want the money. She just sits around watching drama shows and TV shows where CPS are the heroes and where they show them Pavlovianly, people calling CPS on folks, and they're wanting to call authorities. They like to be patted on the head. It's a childish feeling of being good, and they're going to call on you. Yell and scream at your wife in the backyard, get in a fight, just yelling. Police are coming. You're going to go to jail. They get money to do that. You need to understand that, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, because this is going to be the new economy. I've read federal documents on this subject. Your high school graduates will all have to serve a year in Stasi corps domestically. They're going to be the new youth corps of the government. Can you imagine all these 18 and 19-year-old punks on power trips now? Oh, it's wearing gray uniforms. Oh, yeah, that was before 9/11. They were training them all over the country for that. Homeland Security now moving into all the major schools. A lot of idiot parents are proud of it. My son's very serious now. He takes his new Hitler youth duties very seriously. The gas prices, foreclosure rates, and the cost of rice add this rising economic indicator, the number of tips to the police from people hoping to collect reward money. That's right. Calls to the Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter of this year were up 30% over last year. San Antonio had a 44% increase. Cities and towns from Detroit to Omaha to Beaumont County, North Carolina, all report at least a 25% or more in the first quarter, with tipsters telling operators they need money for rent, light bulbs, or baby formula. And it says they beg. And they're going online and finding law books, and they're just watching neighbors like a cobra watches a rat, just sitting there in the bushes waiting to have that meal. And you have to understand, this is how policy's formed. This is all socially engineered. The local cop doesn't even know it. Again, they're just compartmentalized. That when your car gets stolen, your house gets broken into, you can't get the police out in Dallas or Austin, Texas, and other areas of the country. But I can tell you, I've lived in both. And, I remember being 18, 19 years old, visiting an old girlfriend in Dallas, like I said, and somebody stole my car, and the cops wouldn't come out, and I said, fine, and hung the phone up. And then they showed up, threatening me, saying, why'd you hang up on 9/11, and started searching her apartment. They just walked in, opened the door, and they just walked in. It's so horrible. But you call and report a box on the side of the street, they'll come out and freak out with robots and have news cameras, because it's all about them posing that there's terrorists and there's fear and always giving in to every tattletale, every little spy op. See, they only respond to tattletaling. They don't respond, you've actually been violated. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. And it says, for this year, everyone that's called has pretty much just been looking for money, said Sergeant Lawrence Beller, who answers Crime Stoppers calls at the Sussex County, New Jersey Sheriff's Office. That's as opposed to the last couple of years where people were just sick of crime and wanting to do something about it. Yeah, sure they were. They just would act like they were. Now they openly beg to you for money. As a result, many programs report a substantial increase in Crime Stopper-related arrest and recovered property as callers turned in neighbors, grandchildren, that's right, folks, they've trained this nation of cowardly scum. We are the ultimate filth. You think the Arabs turn their grandchildren in? Never. You think Mexicans in Mexico turn their family in? Never. Never. They may live in third world cesspits, but they don't turn in that blood. Only in the United States could they kill the instinct for family. Folks, I would cover up crimes if my family was involved. I mean, I'll admit it. You don't go against your family. Be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's a good feeling to know the truth. And knowing how serious this world is, how life and death it really is, makes all the baloney not matter anymore. The baubles, the trinkets, the status, the feeling inadequate, like the average American does. I have my honor. I know I'm for real. I know that I love liberty and freedom. And I want to see my fellow countrymen be straight and strong and honorable. And I want to see a hatred of evil in the hearts of our people again, and a love of liberty and decency and purity and honor. Instead, we are a nation of white trash, scum, and every other form of trash you can imagine. We are degenerating fast. All we can try to do is have a survivable crash landing. This nation is crashing. We all know it. It began crashing when our morals failed. You have a moral of standing strong, fighting country. That means fighting against tyranny. That means fighting for your rights, fighting to work hard, fighting to raise your children right. That's what built a country that it was 4% of the world's population and more than half the wealth. And now we've been robbed, our wealth has been taken and used to energize a new world order, and now we're left with a bankrupted husk of what we were. I mean, I read this New York Times story. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime, and it says families turn each other in for money. I see this all the time. It's so sick. Now, if I had family burying people in the basement, I'd call the police on them. But, I mean, if it was these victimless crimes or something, or you'd go fix it with your family. You know, if somebody was doing something wrong, you'd go. Just hypothetically, let's say you had a brother who had a methamphetamine lab, you'd go tear it apart and beat the hell out of them and tell them if they ever did it again, then you'd call the police. You know, you'd try. There's that instinct to defend your family. And I can't believe you don't have that. I just can't understand, because I see these parents just give their children up to CPS when the parents have done nothing wrong, and they'll cry and be sad about it, but they're just, they've had their instinct cut off. Now, the illegal aliens haven't. They run every time. So the CPS leaves them alone. Or they'll shoot, or they'll stab, because they have their heads screwed on straight. They're nationalistic. They're hardworking. They may not fight back against the tyranny of their government because they've been enslaved so long they don't think they can win, but at least they try all the time. I actually admire the illegal aliens compared to what this country's turned into, because the illegal aliens won't turn their families in. It's disgusting. The Asians won't do it either. White trash, blacks, that's who turns their families in this country. Black people and white people should be ashamed of ourselves. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Ashamed of ourselves. Does that mean there aren't Hispanics that don't turn family in? Does that mean there aren't Asians? I've seen the crime statistics, though. They're not many. Shame on us. And it goes on to say, listen to this, I'm in a bind. This is a recording, she told the hotline operator. There's a lot of stuff I know, but I didn't open my mouth. If I weren't in a bind, I wouldn't open my mouth. When she learned the money was not available, she said she would call back when the whereabouts of another suspect whom she had seen going down the road. Ellen Cloyd, the president of Crime Stoppers USA, that is Stasi Destroy America USA, a national organization of local tip programs, said that not all the 323 programs in the country have reported an increase in calls, and that some, like those in Lafayette, Louisiana, and Broward County, Florida, attributed most of their spike to increased publicity or technology improvements like accepting tips by text message. You got to love it. Somebody sends a text message in, and then they SWAT team your house. Every day I read about a SWAT team going to an insurance salesman's house, some old woman's house. You know, they'll shoot a 94-year-old woman 50-something times. It's just unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. This country's so far gone. And it just goes on to how people turn their families in for marijuana. Can you imagine turning your kid in because they're smoking marijuana because you want $500? $500. I would starve to death in a ditch before I called on my neighbors, much less my family. There's people I hate who I know all sorts of bad stuff about, and I cannot make myself call reports in on them. I can't do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
She began to cry when you said,
the websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. When you're up on InfoWars.com, you will see the book that we're carrying, The Revolution Manifesto, number one on the New York Times bestseller list and holding there, sold out across most of the nation, with the third printing about to come out. And we are extremely honored to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us for the next 25 minutes. Congressman, congratulations on waking up tens of millions of people to the message of liberty with your ongoing campaign. Congratulations on having the New York Times number one bestseller.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate all your help for getting so many people interested in this subject.
Well, we're all in this together, and my liberty depends on your liberty and all of us together, so I thank you, sir. It's all symbiotic. Out of the gates, before we get into the book, We are having a lot of debates, discussions within the revolution that you're the focal point of, about what's really happening, why we're getting the delegates, what's going to happen at the convention. What would you like to see happen at the convention, and what do you think is realistic, and what do you think is constitutional?
Well, the most realistic thing that could happen is for us to have a presence there, a very positive presence, an enthusiastic presence, and a lot of people, which means we have delegates. There aren't that many. There's going to be several dozen. That's about all. There's going to be a lot of alternates, but there's going to be a lot of people around. Of course, we're going to have a rally up there as well, at the university. So I would say maybe the biggest thing will come out of the whole thing would be a grand rally, which will get some attention, because otherwise the whole convention is going to be pretty boring. I think to be realistic, we can't challenge the system. You know, even if we come close to controlling a delegation, they bend the rules or break the rules or ignore the rules, and they run roughshod over you. But that doesn't mean that should diminish our enthusiasm, because what really counts are our ideas. Our ideas are more powerful than all the shenanigans that they pull. So I don't expect us to have any official presence at the convention. They're not going to give me a speaking engagement, I'm quite certain. And they're not going to allow a nomination or something like that, because they're not going to allow us to qualify. But that shouldn't discourage us in any way, because I think our momentum is actually building. The number of people who are looking for information on Facebook and other places are actually climbing right now, not being declining, even though people say, well, the campaign is essentially over. Well, the long-term campaign is really, really just getting started, and we just had a tremendous boost. So I think we have to be realistic. We're not going to be able to beat them under their own rules, because they don't follow them. At the same time, since our ideas are so powerful, and those ideas, the time has come for them, they can't really quiet us at all. The only thing I'm asking for is that everybody do it in a dignified manner, and not to be looking for confrontation, and our ideas are powerful enough that we don't have to resort to any wild tactics.
Shifting gears along that same line, though, Jim Tucker a few weeks ago was able to get some of the minutes out of the Trilateral Commission annual meeting, and Jim has always given us good intel from Bilderberg, good intel from trilateral meetings from his sources, and so I found him to be an accurate source. He's predicted a lot of things before they happen from these sources, and he said that in the main Trilateral Commission meeting, you were specifically brought up, and they said, not your, the campaign, they said, yeah, they're not in danger of you becoming president now, but that the idea has gotten flashpoint and that tens of millions have woken up, and that they wanted to do basically media hit pieces on you or try to pressure you through the House leadership in the coming months to shut you up and to stop you going out to universities and energizing young people. And they bemoaned that the false left-right paradigm was shattering, and that young people, instead of being young socialists like the 60s, are becoming freedom lovers, and that they were very concerned.
Yeah, there's probably something to this, but isn't it interesting? The Republicans are annoyed, but in a way the Republicans should welcome me, because I could neutralize some of the young people's support for Obama. But I think what you're telling me explains that it isn't the Republicans that run the show or the Democrats, but it's the powerful special interests, the elites who control both parties, the Trilateral people and others. They're the ones who are frightened from our ideas, because they would be very intimidated by, say, a gold standard or a non-interventionist foreign policy where we're not policing the world and we challenge the military-industrial complex. But if it was strictly a political ploy, I would think that we could serve the Republican interest. They should welcome us, a couple million people coming in. Why offend us? And then we would neutralize some of this enthusiasm for Obama. But I think the controlling interests are the ones who are the most important in this story.
Well, you're right. It doesn't matter if 91% of Americans want to control our sovereignty and our border in a Gallup poll. Both parties are against it. It doesn't matter if 70 to 80% want to end the war in both parties. The establishment, both parties are for it. We see this collision happening. How do you see that unfolding as your predictions about the economy come true, as the chickens come home to roost, as the dollar implodes, as our name implodes? It seems that the establishment gets more authoritarian and more arrogant as everyone turns against them.
Yeah, it's more dangerous than ever because, you know, up till now, for the last 100 years, they've controlled everything through economic power and the Federal Reserve and the banks and the budgetary process. But when that fails, when the budgetary process fails and the dollar fails and even their own system is challenged, then they don't have the financial community that can hold us together because the markets are actually more powerful than anything else. I mean, they couldn't fix the price of gold and fight price of gold eventually breaks down. But the danger is instead of resorting just to manipulating the economy behind the scenes, all of a sudden to hold things together, they have to become more authoritarian. And look at what's happened. You know, it's more authoritarian from top to bottom, whether it has to do with overseas activity, whether it has to do with spying on American citizens and doing all the harassment here at home and national ID cards and more control of the economy. So this is the contest going on. Are the American people going to put up with it and say, you know, whatever they want to do, let them do? But this is, to me, a tremendous opportunity because up until now, the American people have been complacent. And they say, oh, the government's going to help me. I'm doing fine and I'll do my best. But if I need help, the government's going to take care of me. And they've been complacent and they accept the help. But now the government's running out of this ability to help, and all they can offer is more force and authoritarianism, so the conflict, I'm sure, will build.
And time frame-wise, you've been pretty accurate in the past on when you thought things would break down. I remember in 2003, the war had just started. You were speaking in Bastrop outside Austin, and I asked you, I said, when do you think things will really start unraveling? You said, well, it could happen any time, but probably 5, 6, 7 years from now. You know, these things can build a long time, and here we are 5, 6 years later. I mean, how long can this bubble just continue on?
Well, I think it's starting to unravel. I mean, when you look at last year's value of the dollar, that's certainly been a major attack. I think the most significant event going on right now is the prices going up, the price inflation. People are now getting scared. They want pay raises and they want help. And the psychology has changed, and yet the government is just tries to deceive everybody by continuing their lies. They keep telling us, you know, this last report on the CPI, they tried to say it was like at 2% or something like that. And they said, you know, that energy prices went down because they averaged them out for the year. Nobody believes that nonsense anymore. So they're being hit and they're hurting. But that's the reason they're not going to be content with some of the cliches from the government. They're going to, and that's why they're looking toward us to try to figure out the problem and what the answers are going to be.
Well, exactly. Just, 6, 7 months ago in the winter of 2007, you had Bernanke in front of you, the new Fed chief, and he said that, we have 2.4% inflation, and then you said, well, even mainstream news says it's more like 7 or 10. I'm going from memory on this. And then basically you just laughed at him, and so did the media. I mean, how are they going to continue when most of the private groups that analyze it say 13 to 15%? Mainstream news is saying 10, 12%. I mean, how are they going to deny that inflation's going on and that oil prices are up because the dollar has gone in the toilet? I mean, just a month ago, they asked the White House press secretary, they said, is it true that oil's up because the dollar's down? And she said, I can't answer that question. I'd be fired. Like, we have to, like, 3-year-old children go to the White House and say, is it true the dollar's been devalued? Can you speak to that, Congressman?
Yeah. Well, you know, the more they do that, the more they lose credibility, and that helps us because nobody's going to believe them. But that is the whole point, and that's why I drill it home all the time, is you got to think about the value of the dollar. And then that brings in the whole context of the idea of spending too much money and overtaxing, overborrowing, and then printing the money. And more people are starting to think about that now. You know, when I first started, I was reluctant because I didn't think anybody would care about the Federal Reserve System, and they'd laugh me right off the stage. But this now gets the loudest applause on university campuses when I bring up the idea of money and monetary policy. And even Amazon has responded by selling some of Murray Rothbard's books and advertising them about the money. So I think we've made great strides.
Exactly. That's why the Trilateral Commission is afraid. Last week I had the head of the Kissinger Group on the show, and I was talking to him before he went on air, and he goes, "We know who you are, Alex. Yes, we're aware of your work. If they're aware of me and you're much bigger than I am, I mean, we've got the head of the Kissinger Group agreeing to come on my show to try to counter us. That means they really are upset. I mean, if they're talking about you as the number one topic and saying, yeah, they're waking up about the monetary system. That was the other point they made. That shows we're really hurting them."
And the thing that we have to look for is if they start cracking down even more so, if they start wanting to tax and control and regulate the Internet and going after radio talk show hosts, I mean, that's when we'll be in big trouble. Because fortunately, you know, we complain a lot about how bad things are going, but I still brag that we do live in a good country, and it's worth saving, and we've had great traditions. And I've been pretty fortunate to run on what I believe in and vote that way and still get reelected. So we, as bad as things are, we don't live in a totalitarian state, although that's what we fear. And that's why we have to be alert and vigilant, because if they move quickly to get rid of our ability to communicate, then we're in big trouble.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, is that it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Our lives are great. Our families are great. It's still the best country in the world. But in the sectors and the corridors of power, it's never been more corrupt, more infested, with the White House writing memos about torturing children and saying it's okay. And that's my point, is they're definitely making a move and trying. I think they are getting pushed back at some levels. Is that an accurate statement from...
Oh, I think so. It's because the number of people who have become disenchanted are growing because the standard of living is going down. That's back to the monetary policy. People are still making nominal dollars, but the dollars aren't going as far. The people on retirement or Social Security, they're getting benefits, but all of a sudden they're much poorer because they're losing 10% of their purchasing power every year. So every year they get poorer, and that's why people are very stirred up. You know, even though at every rally I talk about just getting the young people out of Social Security and doing our best to take care of those people who are dependent, but you never get boos from elderly people who are worried about getting their checks, because they know if we, our side, straightens up the mess, they're more likely to get something from
exactly.
their Social Security, where they know what's happening now. Is if we continue this, that everybody is going to suffer, the people who are receiving checks from the government as well as those who are expected to continue to work.
Now I want to shift gears into another topic. This just came out in the mainstream news last Thursday. I know you're quite a news hound yourself, but you may not have heard it. Did you hear about the Rumsfeld tape with all these fake military advisors on Pentagon payroll that they have on the news, bringing up, boy, we sure need another terror attack to get our agenda through. Without another attack, we're not going to be able to get our agenda through. A, are you aware of that? And B, what do you think of that statement?
Well, just vaguely. I don't know the details, so I really can't make a very good statement on that, but anything's possible with these guys.
Let me just play it. It's about a minute long. This is Rumsfeld, 2006, Washington Post, Associated Press, PrisonPlanet.com, and you can go listen to hours of it. This is with the military consultants, experts they have on all the major news channels. He's in a room full of them. Here it is.
This president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. Help. The perception of threat is so low in society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe. There's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized for another period. And it's a shame we don't have the maturity to recognize the seriousness of the threats.
Okay, yeah. Congressman, were you able to hear that? They say to him, "Don't we need another attack?" And then his answer is, "Yes, I guess the cure for this is another attack."
Yeah, and I think that's the way they do think. You know, I've never gotten to the point where they absolutely plan every event, but boy, when there is an opportunity, do they jump at it. You know, they had planned for a long time on the Patriot Act, but, you know, they had to wait for the right time. They had planned for a long time to invade Iraq. You know, as early as 2008, the plans were laid. I mean, you know, 1998, you know, the plans were laid. But they wait for opportunity. They help create them. They manipulate them. They do whatever is necessary.
We have a clip of Gary Hawkins. Sorry, Congressman, go ahead.
They do know public opinion is important. They got to get the consensus of the people to rally behind them.
Have you seen the Gary Hart clip where he not only wrote a letter to Iran, we now interviewed him, and he said, yes, I'm worried the government will stage another Gulf of Tonkin or USS Maine event to attack Iran.
Of course, I've been worrying about that all along, and once again, I always take the position, I always hope that they don't do it on their own. I hate thinking they're capable of it, yet they are. But no matter what, whether it's an accident or they deliberately do it or one individual does it or they hire somebody to do it, an event has to happen to really get the people behind it and be complacent enough to send more kids off to get killed.
Final segment with the congressman. We'll have 5 minutes on the other side. I'll have two questions for him. What does he think of the field of candidates? I mean, dumb, dumber, and dumbest. That's my opinion. I mean, big government, either way, you roll the dice. It's a rigged game. They own all the horses. And we'll talk about his book, The Revolution, a Manifesto, number one on the New York Times bestselling list. He's going to be at Book People, one of the book facilities here in Austin, Texas today. We'll tell you where that's going to be as well.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Okay, final segment with Congressman Ron Paul. He's run an amazing campaign. The Trilateral Commission is very upset. We have that from a great source. And I've talked to top globalists myself who are very upset about what I'm doing. And I'm small fish compared to Congressman Ron Paul, who now really is our champion. champion of the Constitution, and we've got to commend him. Just real fast, before we get into the Obama thing in your book, to be clear, because I've said I support taking over the delegates to control the party charters and the platform and to take over the party machinery, but I kept getting from your letters and your statements that you know, if somebody is a delegate pledged for McCain, or if somebody is a delegate for that vote, you've got to go with that because the media would crucify us, A, like we were trying to steal an election, and B, you had said that you wanted to honor the delegate process. People said, no, Ron Paul hadn't said that. And there's a large camp in the delegate process that do intend some type of takeover, which, of course, will be stopped from the top, and then I think will be a propaganda nightmare for us. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen, but that doesn't mean that people who are delegates and alternates shouldn't go, or at the grassroots, they should continue to do what they're doing. We still are going to have our Texas convention. We're going to have a presence there, and they're going to be involved, and they're going to try to, influence the platform and do all the things that they should, because, there is a future, and if they don't have the numbers now, they're going to get them later, but they should be running for precinct leader or whatever they want to do to continue this activity. But to think that we're going to go over in some sneaky way, take over the national convention or totally control the Texas convention, I mean, we have to be realistic. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do what we're doing, and we could very well have a great deal of influence. But ultimately, the real influence are our numbers and the strength of our message and winning the hearts and minds
and
of
spreading.
People.
Every Ron Paul supporter, every lover of liberty has to wake up two or three people in the next month and have them wake up other folks. Barack Obama, McCain, Hillary, give me your take on that, Congressman.
Well, there's really no choice there at all. They all belong to the same group. They all belong to the, they're beholden to the military-industrial complex and the medical industry, the media industry, I mean, the whole work, the banking industry, so nothing is different. The rhetoric is different, and they appeal different ways. They're all after power, but there's not going to be a whole lot of difference. Now, if I didn't know anybody's name, I just listened to what they said, I would say on foreign policy, Obama probably sounds more reasonable. But, you know, I know who he is. I know what he believes in. And so I don't, believe that if we have an Obama presidency, all of a sudden we're going to have a more sensible foreign policy. The same forces will have their control. So I think that's not where the argument should be. The argument has to be, do we want to continue the politics of those three individuals, or do we want to change the country? Do we want to restore the Constitution? Do we want sound money? Do we want to challenge the whole system? And that, of course, is what the revolution is all about.
So you would say that Obama is a false or fake revolution. He's talking about change, but change with socialized health care and more government.
Yeah, you know, he is, and it's interesting that he does appeal to some of the very same people we appeal to, because he wants to have change. But has he been very specific? Does he talk about non-intervention foreign policy or sound money or attacking the military-industrial complex, bringing the troops home, balancing the budget? No, none of that. But still, superficially, when people hear him, they'll say, oh, yeah, he's different.
Yeah.
He's going to have changes. And he sounds something like Ron Paul, and he has a chance. I'm going with Obama.
Congressman, the new book is The Revolution Manifesto, bestseller, available at Infowars.com right now. In closing, who do you think McCain's running mate will be, and who do you think the ticket's going to be on the Democratic side?
Well, my guess is no better than anybody else's, but maybe he'll end up picking Huckabee to try to, solidify the Christian right, those supporters of the war.
And then Obama, Hillary.
Right, you belong to war.
And then Obama, Hillary on the other side?
Obama. I still think that they all would be inclined maybe to put Hillary on the ticket or Edwards. I don't know.
Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, that was an amazing interview with Congressman Ron Paul. He'll be at Book People this evening, 7 o'clock, downtown Austin, off of South Lamar by the Gigantor, world headquarters of Whole Foods. I wish I could go to that. I'll be doing a live TV show tonight, and I wish I was invited to a private meeting with Ron Paul and local Austin supporters, but I will not be going to that, but he did invite some of my staff along, so I'm going to be sending Aaron over there to do an interview with him at the end of it. As he goes through the gauntlet or whatever's going on there. So we'll also have a little TV thing for you. We'll get up in the next few days at PrisonPlanet.tv, and then it can be sent out to the four winds over the web. That's what happens. PrisonPlanet.tv members get it in super high quality, and then we appreciate you spreading it to the four winds because that is our goal, is waking people up. Before I go any further, I am trying to capitalize my operation so I can hire more people. And before I do that, because I'm in a 2,300-square-foot converted repair shop, I'm literally in a three-room shack. People, it's from the Old West. You drive by it, it looks like an Old West set. It's not. It was built in the 1920s. And let me tell you, people literally think they're going to see Matt Dillon out front where I'm at. It's a nice place, but we've grown out of it. But we're going to need a lot of money to do this because I'm not going to just go into something a little bit bigger. I'm going to move into something a lot bigger so I can do what I need to do. And I'm going to start a TV show that's going to be on the web that's high quality. Then we're going to beta test it quickly, moving on to probably five nights a week on Dish Network or something along those lines. We're looking at that because we have the buzz. We have the listeners to create something new, kind of like Democracy Now. But it's going to take a lot of capital to do that. And, you know, I don't just shoot my mouth off or talk about pie in the sky or sell blue sky here. I always do what I say I'm going to do. That's why it's a huge commitment for me. But I need the financial backup here. All I think about is fighting the New World Order. All I think about is how to bring them down. All I think about is waking up my fellow Americans. All I think about is waking up the world. And I can frankly think of no one out there who deserves the financial support more than my operation and my great crew. And I can think of nowhere where there's a bigger punch for your dollar, bigger bang for your buck. So buy the DVDs. Buy Loose Change Final Cut. Buy Endgame. Buy Police State 3 The Takeover. Buy Terror Storm. Buy American Drug War, Washington, You're Fired, all the DVDs, the books, the materials that we sell at InfoWars.com at the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, InfoWars.com. That's how we pay for it. That's how we do it. And plus, they're the best films that we carry, that others have made, and then my 18 films. This is how we get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, so we can put out really high-quality video. If you've got a membership, thank you. If you don't have a membership, go get a 15-cent-a-day membership, $5.95 a month. Sign up for a year and get 3 months free. And I know things are tough financially. Our audience has doubled in the last year, and our revenue stayed the same. Now, that tells you how bad the economy is. Our measurable audience has doubled in the last year, and our income has stayed the same. And I'd like to be able to give my employees a little bit of a raise because the dollar is being devalued now domestically. First, it happened internationally. And I know you'd like one, too. I understand that. But I'm saying support us if you want us to not just be here, but expand and go to the next level, which I'm not putting my whole life into this. I'm not putting it all on the line for nothing. So InfoWars.com to go to the secure online shopping cart or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's also InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Big links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I didn't start plugging this till really last Thursday or Friday. We got a lot of pledges on there, and we could do so much. I mean, we're as good a place to give money as Ron Paul, and in the long run, you know, it's... probably even better if you want to get down to brass tacks and just be honest about it, because I will take 100% of that money and I will shoot it straight into the heart of the New World Order. I will fire black arrows right into the New World Order and the info war. I will expand what we're doing. And you know, as an attack frigate, we have absolutely wreaked havoc on the enemy. I want to go up to giant floating fortress level so we can really bombard their main capital cities in the info war.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Henry McCall's a PhD, was born in Zurich, Switzerland. He's a Canadian, quote, conspiracy theorist. This is Wikipedia. That means he reads Carnegie Endowment and Rockefeller Endowment documents where they said they'd break up the family and you know, best-selling books written by the father of modern advertising and propaganda, Edward Bernays, about how they engineered the feminist movement. Doesn't matter if they all admit it. Wikipedia just calls him a conspiracy theorist. He's the inventor of the board game Scruples. I guess that's a conspiracy theory, too. Maybe that doesn't exist either. Kind of like the Trans-NAFTA highway they're building right down the road from you, a few miles, doesn't exist. And the author of A Long Way to Go for a Date. He's also written another book called Cruel Hoax, Feminism and the New World Order. And we've got a link to his website up on Infowars.com right now, SaveTheMails.ca. And he's broken a really big story the last few weeks about concentration camp extermination centers of Native Americans up in Canada. And this merges with all that I know about it. When George Bush Sr. ran just one of many programs before he went and ran the eugenics program in China, He publicly on these facilities got 44% of the women sterilized in just 4 years of running the program. I mean, these things are death camps, and that's what the inner cities are. That's what the projects have been, to break up the family. Hey, we'll give you money not to have a man in the house. Then within one generation, they go from 90% legitimacy to 93% illegitimacy and total unraveling of society, all scientifically crafted. But this particular story, because I was setting up McCall last week, and my producer was going, he wants you to have this other guy on. And then I finally looked at the story, and it's like, wow, meshes with all the intel I've got, but even worse, how the extermination ops are going on right now. Your government is completely psychopathic and criminal, waging scientific social engineering warfare on you. And that goes for you too, cops and bureaucrats that serve the system. We're all in a red-level emergency. We're in a false reality, a false engineered reality. We better break out of it right now. And a good way to do it is with Henry McCown, who woke up to feminism. And I wanted him today to talk about, in a nutshell, how it started, why the elites did it, how they wanted both people working so the state could have the kids, and how they've done that, and how in the name of feminism they've turned women into absolute sexual objects, that and the men are cowardly, chicken-necked fools. I mean, I'm not just attacking the women. I look at men. They act tough, but they're not tough. And they don't have moral courage. They're lazy. And they're so cowardly, they let women boss them around. No woman's happy when you let her boss you around. I mean, that's just how women are built. They want you to be nice to them, take care of them. They can have 180 IQ. They still want somebody to take care of them. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. I mean, they want somebody who basically is going to be their daddy. And, you know, boy, they get mad when you say that, but that's what they want. Let's go to Dr. McCall. Mr. McCall, thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. The message I want to get across to your listeners, because I'm not often on your show and I don't often reach your listeners, is that they're essentially social engineering us to be like homosexuals. They're basically trying to break up heterosexuality, undermine it, and make us like homosexuals. Now, it's really strange, but we have to wake up to the fact that we are the subjects in someone else's laboratory. We are being worked on. We've been worked on for the last 50 years. They use science. They use culture. They use the government. And they use advertising. And they're constantly giving us messages that are undermining our heterosexual nature, attacking gender, that's masculinity and femininity.
And we're not attacking other groups and what they're into. The point is they're attacking us. The state is. And you watch the cartoons, the dramas, the man is an idiot, he's a moron, the women are the boss. And this is the same thing as bringing the black women in the house where they could read, write, and run things, and then they would enslave the black men out in the pen.
That's right. All this business about respecting homosexuals and tolerance, that's just a cover for a vicious, vicious attack on the vast majority. And it's being done for political reasons, to basically incapacitate us so that we'll accept, so we'll be dysfunctional, so we can be brainwashed easier, and we can be...
So we can be CPS, so they can take our children and do what they did to the natives, exterminate us, so they can break up our family, so we won't have the will to fight as tribal warriors who are meant to defend the family. They're destroying the nuclei of the family, which is the human species. Men and women, we're all connected. Our children, we are the species together. To say that we're separate is a fraud. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. Now, when I tell people that we're being re-engineered to be homosexuals, they just turn off. They think, well, hey, I don't like the opposite sex. What are you talking about? It doesn't matter anymore whether we have sex with the same sex, opposite sex. They don't
care.
It's
the whole metrosexual thing. It's men aren't leaders. They're not hard chargers. They're upset about how they look. They ninny.
The fact is that homosexuals, they don't get married. They don't want to get married, despite all the publicity that's being given to that. Homosexuals don't want to get married. They don't want to have children. And all they want to do is have sex. And guess what? Look around at heterosexuals. That's what's happening. If you define homosexuality as a gender identity disorder resulting in arrested development because you cannot bond permanently with a member of the opposite sex, that's us. That's heterosexuals these days. We can't bond permanently. And this is the reason that we're having pornography pushed at us, because they just want us to have sex, but they don't want us to have families.
Go ahead, sir. Continue.
Well, It's so pervasive. It's just ridiculous. Like two of the latest advertisements I've seen. One is a Dairy Queen ad where a little girl and her mother are in a Dairy Queen. She says, "Just order one," and she's picked out some pigeon, some guy who a little boy who's flirting with her, and sure enough, the boy buys her a sundae. So mom only had to buy one for herself.
It's about the manipulation of the dumb males. Yes.
Yeah, and then the little girl says, "It's like shooting fish in a barrel." Come on, what kind of values are those?
They're teaching us an us against them mentality. When really, women, they want to take men away from you so they can sterilize you and have their way with you. So when you're dying of your cancer viruses they've implanted, nobody's there to help you. Go ahead.
Right. Then there's a Wrigley Spearmint Gum commercial where basically the gum lasts longer. He gives the bouquet to the girl at the door. She runs through the whole sequence of the relationship and breaks up with him at the door. And then the punchline is, hey, stick to gum, it lasts longer. You know, two very recent examples, but there's hundreds of them, of this constant attack on heterosexuality.
There's an attack on fidelity. There's an attack on unions and bulwarks, and they said 90 years ago and 80 years ago in the Carnegie Endowment that they had to encourage relationships that break up, promiscuity, and that they had to encourage homosexuality to reduce population numbers. It is a eugenical uprising.
For sure, and to justify all this immigration and so on. If you know, if our populations are down, we have to have immigration, and then the population is totally heterogeneous. There's no commonality. It's all part of this grand reengineering of the human race, which involves destroying race, religion, family, and nation.
And, so they can replace it. So the, and I mean, I have the Department of Education documents. I know you have them as well. It's all, and they have. They've destroyed us. You look at the public. They are a bunch of dumbed down, don't care about anyone, aren't happy because all of their true tribal instincts have been destroyed.
Exactly. And I think, Alex, I think we want to look at who's behind this. You mentioned the Carnegie Endowment. It's basically the Rockefellers who are basically the nominees for the Rothschilds in the United States, and it's basically the world's central banking cartel and their allies, which the Masons are their big important network, and organized jewelry is one of their instruments as well.
And by the way, you're Jewish and you're saying that.
I'm Jewish and I'm saying it because I'm making the point that most Jews, in my opinion, don't believe this is happening. And aren't aware it's happening. They don't realize that organized Jewry is being run by the central bankers and is pushing the same agenda.
No doubt that you have a lot of folks in technology and in the sciences and Bernays and a lot of others pushing it. It's just so completely cold-blooded to see this being done in society so we're a more manageable, mindless, leaderless herd.
The point is that these central bankers, using the Rockefeller Foundation, they've taken over all the institutions in our society. They, first of all, the interlocking directorate that they own, they own the most of major corporations or control them. And then they've taken over the churches. They've taken over the charities.
And they started it all. World Council, National Council of Churches, National Association of Governors. Every major group, you go look, they founded it. The state police in 1933, they got it chartered as federal police. They run it all, folks. They studied how to put cancer viruses in vaccines in the 20s, all public. They're the ones running eugenics on you. It's nightmarish, Henry.
That's right. And I think we have to recognize the fact that this is a satanic cult that has for centuries been wanting to basically take over the human race. We're under attack from a satanic cult. And the people say, well, what makes them satanic? It's when men decide they're God. That's when they become satanic. And then on top of it, they decide that their evil self-interest and their evil perversions have to be foisted on the human race. And everything that's good about life and especially love, has to be undermined and destroyed. So we are under attack, under spiritual, political, economic attack by a satanic cult that holds the levers of power and the economy. And
stay there. Quick break. We'll come right back with Henry McCow, PhD, best-selling author, as you know, one of the makers of one of the most popular board games as well. Regardless if you believe in God or not, the globalists do, and they are worshippers of Lucifer. They're not very friendly.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 19, 2008, gold 90670. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine.
I bet the fake feminists don't like this.
Sally Field, fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roar a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown star.
Yeah, they don't want men to be men. They don't want women to be women. I watch all these feminists, 40, 45, 50, clocks ticking. They made $1 million. None of it means anything to them. They try to go out and find a man, have kids. They usually can't by then. Or they drive off their first three or four husbands. Some of them wake up and then find out that they don't want to dominate their man. And then they finally are happy. But most of them aren't. They get more and more bitter, more and more man-hating, more and more crazy when they're just chopping off their own nose for their own face. Now, the globalists have also turned men into lazy animals. The programming's worked that way, too. You know, women are shown the male on the Fox TV shows who's an idiot moron, and he gets all the girls. Then the young males go out and act like idiot morons and don't get the girls. Or they get girls that think that's what they're supposed to get, but then it doesn't satisfy them for some reason. All scientifically done. We're all in this together. In fact, Henry McCow, Ph.D., SaveTheMales.ca, you're not saying it's an us against them. You're saying that's a fraud, that's a lie, that's a false paradigm. Break that down for us.
Well, young women have been betrayed big time. They're being betrayed by their teachers, by their government, and by society in general. And, women have about 10 years to make their deal at most, you know, 17 to 27. That's when they're attractive to men. And after that, it's a steep and a slippery slope. Men are attracted to women who are at the height of their fertility. That's nature. And these Luciferians, they want to rewrite nature and pretend that women in their 40s and 50s are attractive to men. Physically, they're not. By that time, men and women will have been married 20 years or more, and they have established a strong bond based on other things, and they've had enough sex that there are other more important things in life, so sexual attraction doesn't matter. So the women who are
missing it's now a family. It's about taking care of the children that are in college. It's about the family.
Exactly. I mean, they brainwash us to think that sex is necessary and blah blah blah. You know, Andy Warhol says the biggest nothing there is. It's only becomes an issue if you don't get it, and they're making sure we don't. Because we're, you know, or we're obsessed with it because we don't.
Yeah,
marry.
They somehow taught women that it's something they dangle out to men, and no, all men have done is gone and got into porn, which they actually study show, then actually destroys your sexual desire.
Sure, I mean it makes you sick of women and sick of sex. But the bottom line is that women have been betrayed, and men have got to sort of somehow re-educate young women to realize that they have to. Make their deal, establish a family while they're in their 20s, and this is my big advice to men is right from the start you've got to establish that you're the boss, and of course before you do that you've got to be worthy of that responsibility. So you have to.
Well, let me just say this, women, you don't like the man, you know, being who you defer to and on some issues. Well, you're just going to be fighting all the time, and now the state is your boss. Do you want a man or do you want the state?
Absolutely. Do you want someone who loves you and is willing to devote his life to you, or do you want the state who really doesn't give a shit, or some corporate
boss? Hey, Doc, we can't talk like that. I'm going to have to let you go if you do that again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just one more. I'm serious.
Okay? Okay.
Can't do that. This is actual radio. This isn't one of those Tinker Toy Play radio networks, okay?
Okay.
I'm not mad at you. Just don't do it again. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, or do you want your corporate boss to be responsible for your life? So the key is that men have been turned into wimps. Essentially, they've managed to disempower men by empowering women. It's like a seesaw. The way men are empowered is when women defer to men. Women are designed to empower men. Men are designed to use that power to protect women. But when they empower women, men aren't designed to compete and fight with women. And men just essentially, they get emasculated.
absolutely.
Well, they retreat into the trappings of masculinity. Some of them do, or they retreat into femininity. Stay there, Dr. Henry McCall. We really appreciate you coming on with us. And the website is savethemales.ca. Really interesting research he's done. Let's get more into the history of feminism and your research on it. I've been jumping in a lot because everything he's saying is so true. And then we'll continue and get some into the research he's been doing on how they're still killing Native Americans.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
You have been trained subliminally to hate women. Women have been trained to hate men, that we're competing with each other. It's completely unnatural.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair.
Our women are honored.
The sun is
our high. Women are the centers of the family. And women always instinctively have understood that they are the center of the family. And they've got to support their men. Now, in rare cases, you got drunks or scum, and the society falls apart more and more. But used to, this woman would have brothers and family who wouldn't put up with that. And occasionally, things broke up and happened bad. But we've gone from 90-plus percent legitimacy to now over half illegitimacy. And Henry McCall is our guest. Some of the other news in front of us today. Warning, using mobile phones while pregnant can seriously damage your baby. Another big report there. Iran busts CIA-backed terror group, and the U.S. admits they have al-Qaeda inside Iran, blowing up schools, mosques, killing people. And now they just admitted on the news, neocon general calls for more terror attacks inside Iran. I mean, these people are, and then using al-Qaeda while saying that Iran is al-Qaeda. Immigration agency plans new family detention centers. They want to build camps all over the country. That's just the front for building the camps. It's really for citizens, and the actual documents admit that. Get into that later. Also, nations. Bush tells the Arabs are running out of oil, which isn't true. Obama camp spies in-game in Oregon. Says we are all eating too much food. The government should regulate our calories. Everything's going to be micromanaged under the nanny state. It's going to be our mommy. See, mommies can't be mommies, but the state's going to be our mommy. 31,000 scientists rejecting global warming, man-made global warming. Dutch newspaper says Bilderberg to meet in Washington June 5th through the 8th. That is just some of the news we'll be going over. Going back to Henry McCall, Ph.D., continue with the history, how this got going, and some of the documentation you've uncovered.
Okay, well, you know, if your listeners haven't read the Protocols of Elders of Zion, they better read them, because, in my opinion, they're genuine. And they reflect a centuries-old plan to take over the world. And essentially, the power behind this is, as far as I can see, is the central banking cartel, because they've got our credit cards. They've got control over our credit, which they use to print money at will, and they have used that money to basically buy everything and everyone worth buying. So they're behind a communism. They're behind the Communist Party of the United States. They had Betty Friedan. Betty Friedan was a communist. She's the founder of second wave feminism. Everything that second wave feminism pushed for in the 60s, the Communist Party pushed for in the 40s and 50s. And the leaders of second wave feminism were essentially these communists are the daughters of these communists who are known as red stocking babies.
And it's the same thing, or red diaper diaper babies.
Red diaper babies, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, and it's the same thing with the neocons. They're all fourth wave Trotskyites, the Communist International. And that, now understand, the bankers created communism. They're not really communists. They communize our wealth like a mosquito injects a anticoagulant to suck out your juices. They communize it, destroy the family, then suck it out. My only issue here is I have no doubt that Zionism's virulent and involved in a lot of the powerful things in banking and certainly part of it, but I've really studied the core documents. There's like a merger with that and the Anglo-American British elite, and then the whole Germanic system is also to regulate and control and carry out eugenics. I mean, can you explain to me why the Zionists are carrying out a Nazi-style eugenics policy against blacks, Asians, and Latin Americans?
Well, it's because these central bankers seem to subscribe to elements in religion, or possibly the Jewish religion, Kabbalah, and things that may even predate Jewish religion, mystery religions, that are satanic in nature. And they've amalgamated with all the other elites and converted them to this Satanism.
Well, I mean, so that's what I want to be clear about here, is I go where the truth is, okay? And, you know, we see the Vatican pushing the New World Order. We see Protestant leaders pushing the New World Order. And obviously we see people that support, you know, Zionism pushing it and at the highest levels. My whole deal is that there's other people who say, no, it's got to be the Catholics and only the Catholics. There's people that say, no, it's got to be the Zionists and only the Zionists. Or, no, it's got to be the British and only the British. And I'm saying, you know, that it turns into a contentious issue where we all then just, and we're not doing this, but others, fight over, well, no, it's only this group in control. And I've done legitimate real study, and I found that at the top of the pyramid, it's like a bunch of pyramids going together into a super pyramid. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and God bless you, Alex, because I totally agree with you. I mean, they have basically co-opted all the elites, and so it's like arguing whether it's the New York mob or the Chicago mob or the L.A. mob. It's all the mob. They all belong to the same satanic cult, and in a sense, they confuse us by showing us different faces. But it's the same phenomenon.
Okay, so, but I mean, getting back more into the history of feminism, talk some about your book about the cruel hoax.
Well, the cruel hoax essentially contains all my research from the first 6 years of my website. including the article Betty Friedan, Mommy Was a Commie, and just showing that she, you know, she was a communist. But they essentially use dupes. They use people who are misguided and actually believe what they're saying. But if what they're saying pushes their agenda, the Illuminati agenda, the banker agenda, then they finance them and they really hype them up. So Betty Friedan was a dupe, and a dupe is far more effective than a conscious agent.
Because they mean well.
Yeah, they mean well, and that what good, those good intentions communicate. Similarly, I think possibly Adolf Hitler was a dupe, but let's not go there right now. Okay, another thing they control are...
Well, there's no maybe Hitler was a dupe. Lord Milner, the head British lord, talked about in the teens how decades later they were going to engineer a German strongman and then set him up and then let him tear the hell out of Europe and then come in and take over.
Exactly. They put Hitler into power, and they kept him in power. Now, another thing, the way they control society, probably one of the most effective ways, is their control of intelligence agencies. It all starts with MI6. That's the mother of all Masonic.
And they admittedly run all the high-class brothels, where they then just set people up, and it comes out that they run the brothels, they ship the drugs, and they just say that's how it is.
And, look what happened to Elliot Spitzer. He got out of line, and, they had the info on him, and they got rid of him. And so the reason I mentioned the intelligence agencies, the Masons, I see Freemasonry as just sort of a branch of the Kabbalah, basically Judaism for Gentiles. But the Freemasons don't realize this. I don't think the Jews even realize what they're involved in, what has happened to Judaism. I don't think it's any longer a monotheistic religion.
Well, there's no secret that...
I'm not even sure if it's a religion anymore.
Yeah, but there's no secret that Kabbalah and Kabbalah all goes back to Egypt and then Babylon, and so all your major occultic religions go back. I think it's an overstatement to say that Jewish mysticism runs the gamut and is the dominant force, because it itself is just a brand of Babylonian mystery religion / Egyptian.
Okay, like you said, I'm not going to play, I don't want to play the game of where the responsibility lies. It's certainly spread widely. That's always been my point, and I'm glad to hear that it's your point, too. Anyway, the reason I mentioned the intelligence agencies is CIA was started up by the, MI6 through OSS, and essentially the central bankers run the CIA. Sure, there's a lot of little, cells of the CIA that aren't aware of this.
I mean, we're skull and bones. Peopled and commanded the entire CIA and still does, and that's all out of one university, yeah.
And Gloria Steinem, I mentioned Betty Friedan, Gloria Steinem was a CIA agent.
She wrote one of her books.
Yeah, she worked for the CIA, and, whether she was on, officially working for them or not, she was essentially doing their will when she, posed as a Playboy bunny. And, essentially they run the magazines, CIA. They run Esquire, that ran Gloria Steinem's story that made her famous. They ran New York Magazine, which later hired Gloria Steinem. Anyway, she became, with Betty Friedan, the other great leader of second-wave feminism. And again, like Friedan, who worked for the Communist Party, which was central banker-controlled, Steinem worked for the CIA, which is central banker-controlled. The whole feminist movement was led by the central banker agents or central banker dupes. It was financed and promoted by them. And what I say often in my articles and my book is that if you Google Rockefeller Foundation and women's studies, you'll get something like 90,000.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, they funded thousands of different organizations and groups, thousands of eugenics groups, hundreds of major foundations. I mean, it is just mind-blowing.
Exactly. We're in a laboratory. We're the subject. We can't trust anything we're taught in school, anything we hear on the radio, anything we read in a book or in a magazine. We can't trust anybody. But I will say to your listeners, I like what I hear Alex Jones saying. I think we can trust Alex Jones. I think we can trust Jeff Rent, too. And there's a few other people like Michael Rivero. Thank God we have a few courageous men standing up who I think do represent the truth.
Well, you have to judge somebody by their long-term track record and the fruits that they bear. And you really shouldn't even trust us, folks. You should go out and make your own decisions, and you know you're good, so you need to get involved. And, of course, an agent will never tell you that. An agent will never tell you to take action, get involved, do good things, fight the New World Order, fight for sovereignty. If you notice, I am diametrically opposed to every New World Order program, and I work on shattering the left-right paradigm. The establishment always tries to put you back into a left-right debate.
You know, you used to have on your website on, I think, Prison Planet, a quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, where he says, when they started rounding us up, if they realized that they could be shot, it might have put a whole different color on it. Remember that quote?
Yeah, he said, oh, how we burned in the camps, wishing that when they came to pick us up one and one at night, we would have met them in the stairwells, you know, in the foyers, in the apartments with daggers and pokers and hatchets, basically as a paraphrase. And then they would have stopped them, which is what the drug cartels know, CIA run. They're telling Mexican police, join us or die, Associated Press. So this is all just survival of the fittest. Go ahead, Henry.
Well, I think you're just making the point that, I mean, things have gotten to the point where in the United States, it is legal. You still have a constitutional right to defend yourselves. And, you know, I think Americans need to be prepared to defend themselves. But if they don't have weapons, they ought to. If they don't know how to use them, they ought to know how to use them.
Henry, where do you see all this going?
Well, you know, there is a sense of urgency, but I tend not to panic. I tend to detect a long-term agenda on their part. Things are, if you look in terms of 5-10 years, things are moving rapidly in their favor culturally. I think their agenda is more to enslave us than to absolutely kill us. And they're doing a good job of enslaving us. You can see the changes if you look at it decade at a time. So I sort of see more of the same going. Now, whether they'll actually pull off a third world war on us, that seems to be in the program, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for a number of reasons. They own all the property anyway. Why would they want to destroy it? Plus, they kill all the people, then that just destroys supply and demand. All their gold, if no one wants it, is not going to be worth anything. And on top of it, if you look at us slaves, I mean, we're debt slaves. I mean, they kill us, they'll never collect on the debt. So I tend to see us muddling on. I see things getting worse, but I don't see a catastrophe. I don't see an imminent catastrophe. That's just my sense of things.
There's a New York Times story today where they kind of celebrate that it's up by 40%+ the number of tattletale phone calls, and the people call up begging, saying, my grandson smokes marijuana, come arrest him, I need $500 to train a grandmother to turn her grandson in, or a woman to turn her husband in for money. The grubbing, the falling over themselves for this green stuff that the globalists just print out of nothing.
You've essentially got the devil operating the money system and teaching us to value money and nothing else. I mean, we live in a world that is controlled by the devil, not just metaphorically, but the devil literally has his hands on the lever. We are talking about devil worshippers who control society. And our politicians, our Obamas and our McCains, these are just people who have satisfied the devil. That he will do the devil worshipers.
Yeah, they don't they're not just willing to do evil. They're not just psychopaths. They're sadistic psychopaths. Now, I've documented for myself that they are devil worshipers / Luciferians, but how did you come to that conclusion?
Well, I just tend to look at the fact that they're trying to come between a mother and a baby. They're trying to be a mother and her children. They're trying to come between men and women, and men who have nothing but protective and loving feelings for women. I mean, that's one indication. Another, you know, the line in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion that convinced me that the thing was authentic was where the speaker says, already in our cities and towns, there is a cold and forlorn feeling among the public. That's just not the kind of thing that a hoaxer would think of to write. And the idea that he would take pleasure in the fact that the public is alienated and isolated, and we're talking about the late 19th century, eh? And take chortle at the fact that there is a cold and forlorn feeling in society, indicates that these people hate humanity. They hate humanity. And just as God loves humanity, and God is love, and God takes pride in humanity and wants us to know him, the devil hates humanity and wants to enslave us, if not destroy us. So it's just little anecdotal things that have convinced me. I don't spend a lot of time reading, Freemasonry and shit like that, because I can recognize a cesspool without getting into it by the smell.
Well, Doc, the website SaveTheMails.ca, and again, your book walks through a lot of this. I appreciate you coming on the broadcast with us, and I know you've woken a lot of people up to what's happening with the New World Order. We can debate all day what group captains it, but there's no doubt the direction they're going in is extremely, extremely very, very destructive. So thank you for coming on with us. You bet. Hold on one moment. I'll talk to you during the break. Yeah, thank you, Henry. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got another big guest about how they're taking over the water supplies in the country coming up. Then we've got We Are Change that got beat up by the goons.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you.
gonna ride. We're gonna ride. Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
Yeah, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the devil close behind. He's definitely behind me. It's better than in front. He's born a loser. I wanted to hold Henry McCow over for one more segment. Really is a great writer and researcher. He's got a friend. In a nutshell, tell us about the story, because I'm going to get him on later this week.
We're talking about Kevin Annett. People were sending me emails about Kevin Annett, and I was ignoring them, especially an email about how mass graves have been found near Indian residential schools. And then I finally watched Kevin Annett's video. It's an hour and a half, called Unrepentant. And I realized, oh, my God, this man is on to something. Let me spell his name for your listeners. It's A-N-N-E-T-T. That's Kevin Annett, A-N-N-E-T-T. He was a United Church minister on Vancouver Island, a small logging community. And in the true Christian spirit, he opened up his services to a lot of natives. He presided at a lot of native funerals. He started asking questions about why people were dying. And he started hearing stories about what went on in the Indian residential schools. And he started digging out information that indicated that half the students of these schools were dying. They were being exposed to viruses. They were being sterilized. They were being beaten, and they were being sexually abused. And this is like a hidden Holocaust right here in Canada. Most Canadians aren't aware of it. And essentially, he was kicked out of the United Church of Canada, which is the old Methodist Presbyterian church that united, and he was kicked out, unceremoniously kicked out. And it wasn't so much for asking these questions and getting this information. He publicly opposed a land sale where the church sold land which they held in trust for the natives to a large logging company.
Well, let me just say this in closing. We're going to get him on later this week. His story meshes with what's admitted. That's what they've always done to the natives. And it goes on right here in the U.S. We've had some of the tribal leaders on. And now they just do it to everybody. And again, the nurse giving you a shot, folks, doesn't know she's part of this. But God help us. And this goes to the cops, too. They're attacking you, too. And I know you want to roll your eyes and giggle and laugh and say it isn't happening. It is. It's admitted. It's in my film Endgame. And heaven help us. These people running things are just unbelievable. And so he was just there witnessing them all being exterminated, huh?
Well, he basically got the stories, and because these schools were shut down, but they were never schools. They were more like concentration camps. The kids actually worked most of the time and were abused. There's very little schooling.
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah, they're usually a slave, and then they're there to be raped, there to be jackbooted, and there to be killed and tested on by bioweapons programs. We'll find out more about this particular case coming up this week. Doc, thanks for coming on. Henry McCow, Ph.D., SaveTheMails.ca. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back in 1 minute. Cover some more news. Then we got another big guest coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If I came in your back door, broke my way in with a crowbar, and you caught me in your wallet stealing $800, would you be angry with me? Well, you would be rightfully in your rights. You'd be correct to gun me down, to open fire with your pump shotgun until I was dead, and that would then stop home invasions, would scare criminals, and would protect your family. Back when we behaved like that, we had almost no crime because people would kill you. But the government has been selling water districts, private water facilities, public water facilities, things we've paid for to predominantly foreign companies, and they come in and overnight double, triple, quadruple. And we have examples of bills where the newspapers have reported on this where they'll be $240-something to $1,270-something. I mean, boom, overnight. Your trash pickup gets cut from twice a week to once a week, and they double it. Then a year later, they double it again. That's a quadrupling. This is the new lawlessness, and we got a guest coming on scheduled in the next segment. In fact, let's just go ahead and get them lined up now. Some of the other news that I have here. Now, I see these probably four or five times a day. Major university, major government studies, they're just letting you know now, 30 years into cell phones, that, oh, by the way, most of you are going to be dying from brain tumors now. You know, if our shots don't kill you, this is. You tell the poor cops, they told them 20 years ago those radar guns were frying them, and they don't listen. Fine, don't listen. Just enjoy yourselves. Warning, using a mobile phone while pregnant can seriously damage your baby. Study of 13,000 children exposed linked between use of headsets and later behavioral problems from brain development. And they have multiple studies, absolutely proving that brain development problems, heart problems, because they have electrochemical nerves in them that are very sensitive, ganglia in the heart, to control that incredible muscle, that just being in the motorized incubators, that the babies are actually better in the systems that don't have all of the magnetic fields. You ever notice when you get an AM radio next to a dishwasher, it picks up? That's because a wave is being thrown off. And it gets all into radio technology, microwave technology. The point is that you stick a baby inside a box with hundreds of gyros and equipment and nozzles and things spinning and scanning, it fries them. Okay, now the fields off that aren't as strong as a cell phone. And it just gets into all that, and it's hurting the kids bad. It's hurting all of us. And, I was looking at houses a few years ago, and it was a nice one, but it was like 100 yards from a cell tower. I didn't live there. Looked at another house. It had high-powered lines about 50 yards away. I didn't move there. You want the house. Your wife wants it. You just, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I'm going to move into it. You need to stay away from RF, UHF. You need to stay away from microwave transmissions. You need to stay away from high-powered lines. If you care about yourself, I mean, the studies are they knew back in the 40s with the radar dishes where the troops would heat up their food, on the back of the dish, and they found out it was frying them. They get sunburns from it. I know radio engineers. You go in near an AM transmitter for just 10 minutes, you get a sunburn. Okay, I'm going to explain to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's very bad for you. I know you can't see the waves, but they are there. They're just not visible to our light spectrum. They're in a different spectrum, different wavelength. And that's your daily warning. It's a big report, London Independent. Got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. God help us. I've basically completely quit using my cell phone. I don't think I've checked the messages in 2 weeks. I don't even know where it is. I know it's out of batteries, actually. It's in my car. So that's the new system. I'm just completely getting rid of it. I'm going to throw the thing away, I think. Because if I have it, I'll just keep using it. But everybody's buying them for their kids, frying their little brains.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Snitto is our guest, and I really appreciate him coming on the show today. Thirst, Fighting the Corporate Theft of Our Water. There's a book, there's a film, and I have read excerpts of the book online. I've seen clips online of the film. It really fits in to really what I have researched myself, and the reason I'm saying that is this is an accurate book, an accurate film. In fact, it probably doesn't even scratch the surface of how bad it really is, though it will completely shock you. It is just mind-blowing that we pay for the water systems, we sit on top of the aquifers, that they're teaching us that water is a diminishing resource, and you know they're preparing us to pay more. It's artificial scarcity, and when a $240 bill goes up to $1,270, I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going on, and the raping is just intensifying. But look, we're Americans. We think we're free. We think it's the land of the free, home of the brave. And so we're taken advantage of. We pay on average five times what people in third world nations pay for prescription drugs. We pay about double what Europe does, about double what the Canadians pay. Though in many cases they have higher standards of living than us. We don't have the highest standard now. We just dropped to like number three. We pay the most for everything except for fuel, and that's now changing as the dollar devalues. We are the most imprisoned population. We are the most obese population. We are the most unhealthy population next to the Russians. It is because multinational corporations know this is the happy hunting ground. 30 million dumbed down, self-important people so busy worshiping themselves in the mirror that they have no idea that corporate crooks are running absolutely rampant. Now, the corporate crooks know we're starting to wake up, so they've written policy reports to militarize police, build more prisons, get ready to suppress free speech in case we don't like going into third worldom as we're now sliding down into it. We really appreciate our guest coming on with us today. And Alan, I've never talked to you before. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yes, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. Tell us, because you've been doing, you know, working on this for over a decade, when you first woke up to this scam, boil down the basics for us and then flesh out what their current looting is.
Well, I think I'd say that when we first really woke up to things was that where we lived, my partner Deborah Kaufman and I in California, there was a company called Enron. That sort of took over, and they deregulated the energy prices and the way that energy was controlled. And the problem with that was that, of course, the company just took us for a ride. About $9 billion was cycled out of people's pockets here in California and sent to their headquarters in Texas and to the headquarters of other major energy companies which were controlling the market. And what we found out when that crisis sort of exploded and Enron became a scandal about how it controlled prices, was that Enron had also had plans to become one of the biggest water companies in the world. They were buying up water resources in England, in Argentina, in California, and other parts of the country. And they were hoping to be able to do a bit with water what they had done with energy. Luckily, they went bankrupt before they could get there. But the idea of being able to take advantage of the one resource which was absolutely essential for human life, which has been in this country a public service for all of the 20th and now into the 21st century.
And by the way, in all of England, in all of England and most areas, it's still free because you pay your taxes and it's so inexpensive through the water system to send people water. Now they're about to start charging them there, and they're shocked. So again, this is about raping us for something that we've already paid for many, many times.
Well, and there is what's happened also recently is that back when the Clean Water Act was passed in the 1970s and the EPA was created, there was a lot of money put in by the federal government into cleaning up water. That was the era when the river that runs through Pittsburgh caught on fire because there was so much chemical pollution from industry in the river. Rivers have been were cleaned up. Sewage treatment plants were modernized. Industrial water treatment plants were created. And what happened since then, however, in the last 15, 20 years, has been there's a dramatic cutback in investment in infrastructure across the country. We're seeing that with highway bridges collapsing, a huge water main in New York City today.
And the feds are saying, we're not going to give you money. The state's not going to give you money. You've just got to, wow. Sounds like a fire engine. You've got to trade in and hand in your water district that you pay for, that the people own, to this guy. And this guy comes in the first year cheap, but then 3 years later quadruples prices.
Right, and that's been the offer that some private companies. These are multinationals, based two of them based in France, one based in Germany. have been saying that, well, what we can do is we can do it better, faster, cheaper. You don't like government anyway, especially you folks in the United States, and so why don't you turn it over to the private sector?
And the But let's be clear, though. They hire police forces. They gouge you. They just become the government. Go ahead.
Well, I think that what we saw in, for example, in Stockton, California, was not so much that they hired police forces, but what they did do was they sort of gotten involved in the political process because there was a initiative that citizens groups, grassroots people, put on the ballot saying that you couldn't privatize our system without first putting it on the ballot. And you had these companies put in $70,000 in a small city's political initiative campaign in the space of a week or two. And that was really torquing, changing the quality of local politics when you've got a multinational company with enormous, unlimited resources, lawyers, campaign consultants, and so forth, getting involved in local political races and local campaigns. And that's a major problem that we're facing actually all over the country.
And let me stop and throw this in. Well, yeah, we're the happy hunting ground. Not only are they doing that, but they even create subsidiaries that have a local name to be deceptive, correct?
In many cases, yeah, they have lots of different names that they take. So that the big energy company in Germany, which owned a big water company in England, took over a big water company in the United States called American Water. And their subsidiaries are Pennsylvania American, Indiana American, California American.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way they're known here. That's a normal kind of thing. But many people find out about this. They almost find out about it too late, and they start to fight out against it. And so one of the things that we've
seen by the way, here they do have private police forces. Like the LCRA is constantly in trouble, and it's just a completely lawless organization. But they have attack forces that they'll release on anyone they wish.
Well,
SWAT teams, everything. Reign of terror.
That's a frightening possibility. In most places that we've seen, that remains somewhat contained on this waterfront. But it is getting scary because of climate change. There's now less water. Right where I live, there's now rationing that's gone on. Not rationing, but cutbacks of 20%.
Enron did that as a scam. We know that Secretary of the Army White, before that, was working for him. He would bring him in to the legislature into fake computer screens that were real computer screens, but fake data showing him fake trading. Enron would just make up the number, and then that was just a mob front to put money into the Caymans, and they just imploded it and killed Lay and got him out of the way. He had a heart attack, I'm sorry, right after being convicted right before sentencing. I mean, really, remember they told you, oh, there's no energy, and it turned out there was plenty of energy. It was just part of raping the people. And I think it was more than $9 billion, wasn't it, all told in California?
Oh, God, I don't know what the final total of this thing was.
I think it was like $26 billion, the last number I saw.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in this case, in terms of the scarcity in water, there are real problems, although there's plenty of water to go around. I mean, that's one of the ironies of this situation.
That's what I was saying.
We waste water enormously, and the question is not paying a private company to take a profit off the top of that. Water is likely to get more expensive because we have to pay to clean it up, and we're polluting the water. So we have to stop polluting at the front end. If we weren't dumping as much stuff into the water as we are, then we would have somewhat of a less of a problem. But we're still going to have some problems in parts of the country, like here in California, because the temperatures are going up, and that means we have less snowpack, and that means we have less controllable water resources. And at times of the year, it'll be tougher.
So we're going to have lots of choices
that we have to make as a people.
It has been getting hotter in California, but now they say it looks like temperatures are going to start dropping.
This spring?
Well, just overall, NASA and others are saying the Earth was heating. Now they think it's going to start cooling.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
But who knows what's really going to happen. You know, the weather's always changing. Well, I mean, you guys, though, your film and book has really woke a lot of people up, I'm told. I mean, a lot of people talk about it. So how are the multinationals trying to counter you? I want to talk about that when we get back, but go ahead and start.
There's no major campaign against us. They know us. They try to respond to us when they have to. They try to ignore us when they can. But I think that the problem that they've already found is that there's been, even though you're a multinational corporation, you have to beam down into the local area, and a local community can oppose their activities. They have to convince people in the local area that they should bring in these companies. And that is the obstacle. And one of the
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 19, 2008, gold 90670-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Snitchow's our guest, author of Thirst, Fighting the Corporate Theft of Our Water, the film Thirst, as well, website snitto-kaufman.org, or just Google Thirst, the film, Thirst, the book, you'll find it. Now, sir, I've actually studied this, and you really are very even-handed, because for me it's even far worse than even what you're articulating, so I want to get into the real horror stories. I mean, I know this. It's in waste management and everything. They more than doubled the price of my trash pickup, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and then cut it down to one pickup a week when the local mob-connected company that's known all over the world in 60-minute specials for being mafia-run, classic La Cosa Nostra, came in. We've had, the water go up and up and up. I mean, everything just being, I mean, it's probably 3 times what it was 10 years ago. And we're sitting on top of an aquifer, huge lakes everywhere. It's just squeezing us. And then I see articles in the news. I heard a talk show covering Thirst just last week. Derry Brownfield, he was reading news articles where it was talking about $200 bills going to $1,200 plus. I mean, can you get into that? Because that's the proof of the pudding, is they come in and then just suddenly everything goes up by insane leaps and bounds. Obviously, we don't want this. I mean, where are these companies getting the money to come in and buy everything up? Why are our governments selling it? Can they sell it? It's our water facility.
Well, what we're trying to alert people to in Thirst, the book and the movie, was that in recent years, and particularly most intensely under the Bush administration, you've had government cut back the amount of money from our taxes that it invests in services that are for us. In effect, they are starving the beast. This is actually a term that they used, starve the beast of government. And what they're actually doing is cutting the services that our taxes pay for in order to subsidize corporations, in order to push local governments and state governments into having to go to private companies in order to carry out the services that used to be in the public trust and a public responsibility. And that's a big problem for us, because those companies come in, especially with something like water. Water is a monopoly. You only have one set of pipes underneath your ground going into your house. And so in that situation, you have no choice. You have to get the water from that one source. And what we've got to, what we're pointing out is that there's no reason to have a private company come in and do this. What we've got to demand, and in fact, they've found that more than 90% of Americans are in favor of more public funding, more federal funding and support of pure water resources. Because it's not just that there's enough water to go around. You have to be able to produce that water. You have to be able to clean it. You have to be able in order to drink it.
But here's the problem.
You also have to clean it at the other end.
But here's the problem. The feds, instead, are mandating that you let the privateers, the letter of mark, piratical individuals, take it over. So you can't go to Satan to cast out the devil. And as they say, you can't go to Beelzebub to get rid of Baphomet. Because we're looking at a system here where the feds are bought off by these very same institutions. I mean, this is the most fundamental thing, is clean, good water. Instead of having CPS out kidnapping half the kids in the city, we should spend that money on having good water. And I've also just seen the ratios of corruption, the profits these companies are making. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. We don't want private companies owning our water, especially foreign ones.
But then you've got a choice. You've got to have government be involved in it. You don't, you know, there's not, I can't go out and go to the local stream and produce clean water. So we have to, as a society, be able to have our water, our government, guarantee this. This is one of the
basic functions. No, I understand, but you know what the feds are doing right now. They're doing the opposite of what you're saying.
Well, I agree, and that is one of the reasons why the government's got to change. So that's one of the key elements of what has been going on here. We've had the services that go to us, the things that are supposed, a government is supposed to serve the people. It's supposed to be by and for the people. But what's happened is that it's become for the corporations. So it has to be taken back. And in taking it back, we can start to move things. We can start to change the way that multinational corporations are controlling the regulatory system, are raising prices, are taking over our local services. Why don't we take those services back? And we need to do that through our votes and through our government.
All right. Well, bottom line, we're being ripped off. We can argue about solutions all day. I don't see it getting any better. They're taking over the ports, waterways, roads, infrastructures, just grabbing and militarizing it. Private quasi-governmental hordes of armed troops running around foaming at the mouth. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
I go back to it a lot because they run our planet. It's a window into what governs our lives. And I spent the time to read hundreds of pages of the IMF and World Bank documents that were released in March of 2002, where they talked about how they were going to take down third world countries, how they would come in and seize the water when the nations didn't pay off their debts by design. They'd tell the politicians not to. Then they'd take over the water supply and triple the price overnight, cause riots. Then the economy would implode and they consolidate that. And they talked about how they were coming in predatorily and buying up everything in the U.S. to control us. And now here we are, and we're talking to the writer, one of the writers, several writers with it, Michael LaFox, Deborah Kaufman, and, of course, Alan, who we're talking to right now, Alan Snito, made a film and wrote the book Thirst, Film Thirst, Book Thirst, and you can go to the website, Snitow-Kaufman.org, or we got a link on Infowars.com. Snitow is spelled Snitow-Kaufman.org. Look, just run the gamut. Any other key points we should know, what their current scams are, where they're moving in, what they're doing. Break that down for us.
Okay, well, one of the scams is that a lot of talk now is happening about bottled water companies coming in and bottling either local municipal water supplies or coming in and actually pumping from springs in particular areas. This is happening all over the country. Nestle is the big one, although they have local names like Deer Park and Zephyr Hills and so on. And what's occurring here is that if people get to thinking that the only way they can get their drinking water is through bottled water, which costs 1,000 times more than tap water, then will we make the investments as a society that is necessary to keep our tap water clean? Because that's the big challenge. And bottled water is like a in some sense, like an ideological offensive against the idea that we all deserve and have a right to clean water and that it's our government's responsibility to make sure that that happens. And so bottled water has been this trend. It's been a fad. It's grown very, very fast. People now are seeing that they're using 40 billion plastic bottles a day for bottled water. It's an absurdity. They're using enormous amounts of plastic that goes all into landfills. It's not recycled. It's just junk. And it takes an enormous amount of oil just to make the plastic bottles. And then the water is not more regulated. In fact, it's less regulated than what comes out of the tap. So you've got a real problem. And this is like a effort to say, drink our water that you're going to pay 1,000 times more for. It's really it's a trick, and it's a sad one. We need to be able to make sure that the water that we have, the water that we get from our taps, is clean water, and that people get tested the water if they're using well water, so that they can actually make sure that the water is clean that they're drinking, because it is really the most essential part of our body.
Well, it is. I don't like what the feds are mandating and paying to have added to the water and how they force local districts to put fluoride in their water, sodium fluoride, when we know that it's very toxic to the brain. And now a lot of the scientists and doctors that had pushed it earlier now admit they're wrong. What's your stance on them adding things? I mean, couldn't we medicate ourselves if we want sodium fluoride and think it's good for us? Couldn't we just take that ourselves?
Well, fluoride is a local decision. It's not a federal one.
Yeah, but they withhold money, water
money.
No, they
don't. Oh, no, they don't. There are a lot of places that don't have fluoride in the water.
No, I know. About 65% of the United States has it. I know the numbers, and I think you might be. I know you're a water expert, but basically, it's kind of like if Texas wanted its highway funds, it needed to put thumb scanners in 93, and they did it. So
right.
I'm not going to get in an argument with you, but I know I have family that runs little water operations in towns and things that are still government, and they're basically told, you put this in or the state's not going to give you your federal funds that they got, and they're basically ordered to. Now, I understand it's not like it's a law, but I'm saying, look, they're pressured to put it in.
Well, in the case of, there are different ones. One is the case of, chlorine and so forth that's put into water. To kill germs.
But that's what the towns tell them. They tell them this water is completely clean. It's out of an aquifer, the head of the water supply. We do not need chlorine in here. That massive evidence of, cancer in the bladder, in the kidneys, in the liver. And they just say, do it. We're ordering you to. But look.
Well, the chlorine in tap water, water that goes through pipes, whether it comes from an aquifer or not, there are sometimes breaks in pipes and so on. That's the thing that ensures that the water that it gets to you has not been infiltrated with any bacteria. And chlorine is the single greatest public health move that was ever made in history, because people used to get cholera and so forth from their water supplies.
No, I fully understand that sanitation and indoor plumbing is the key to, key to civilization. I'm just saying sodium fluoride, and we can have a debate about that, is really bad. And I know that the level of chlorine in the Austin supply is as high as it is in a swimming pool, and a fish dies when it swims in there. So I'm just saying we're drinking that, and I wish there were reasons to reduce it. And I don't think people should drink tap water. I agree that a lot of the bottled water is a scam and even dirtier than the water, and they've had studies on it's killed people before. It's been infected with stuff. My point is that I think we should all filter our water because of the most water supplies have a Prozac, Ritalin, female hormones. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, other than like filtering for the taste, I think that you can have pretty good sense of what your local water supply is providing you. The amount of the pharmaceuticals that have recently been a lot of publicity about is a kind of horizon problem that has to be dealt with. But you know what? The way it has to be dealt with is we're going to have to modernize our treatment plants so that sewage treatment plants take it out and that drinking water treatment plants take it out. And that's the way it's going to have to happen, because tap water is extremely reliable, but we're not keeping up with the threat because industry and agriculture are putting more and more and new mixtures of chemicals, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's atrazine that's put on corn, and corn has been expanding enormously.
Oh, yeah, the herbicides, the pesticides, that's the big one.
That's a huge, these are huge challenges. And unless we modernize all these systems, and there are a lot of jobs involved in modernizing these systems, this is the kind of investment that we should be doing in this country.
Actual
in order to
jobs?
Be able to keep things going. Actual jobs.
That aren't prison guards? Or we
That's
can't have
right.
that.
We could have hundreds of thousands of jobs. We've got pipes that are 100, 150 years old that are still active in a lot of cities and a lot of towns across the country. We need to replace those pipes, and there's a lot of work involved in doing that. We need to modernize a lot of the plant and equipment, a lot of the highways. There's an enormous amount in which we're letting this country's basic infrastructure fall apart. And that is an investment which actually produces the kind of jobs that are high-paying jobs, that are decent jobs, that people can have in this country at a time when unemployment is rising and when we've got a problem with bridges falling in Minneapolis. We've got all kinds of infrastructure problems. Why don't we address them? That's where our economy has to go, to address what's real rather than providing a small group of people with a couple of multinational corporations that want to have a corner on the water market. Those people are the ones who want to raise the prices and not deal with the infrastructure.
And exactly. They're not even upgrading. They're just pirating and jacking up the price and sucking off a decaying system.
They even admitted it in a German company that controls one of the biggest water company in the United States. They had a board meeting saying, we better get out of the water business because there's so much opposition to our coming in, number one, on the local level. But number two, they also said, wow, there's so much money we have to put in that it's not worth it for us because we can't make a quick killing on water as we had expected. And that is the truth. They have their work cut out for them if they get into water, because we can't deal without water, and we're going to insist that they or anyone else who does water, including our own government, provide it, and provide it at a decent price and make sure that it's clean. We have to insist on those things. We can't get along without it.
Well, I agree with you.
I'm glad.
No, I agree with you that we've got a serious problem and a lot of scams that are going on, and we need to have a public debate about this and not just let the privateers come in, because this is not privatization. This is not free market. It'd be free market if they came in and paid proper market price, agreed that they weren't going to gouge, offered a lot of things, which they don't, and it's just a bad idea. I mean, I'm for a free market system, but if we've already invested, already paid, it's been proven that especially local community things, I'm not for government at the federal level in any size or shape or form like it is now, but locally it really does work. for our water supply, and that's how the systems were built and maintained. So to try to duplicate that or add a whole other layer of now corporate bureaucracy, they're going to cheat us. They're going to rip us off, and they've certainly done that. What are some of the most egregious examples of price increases that you've seen that you document?
Well, I agree with you on the free market system, but one of the things that I've always heard about a free market system is that generally it's about competition. You got to have a competition in the marketplace, and one of the things that happens when you're dealing with your water and the pipes is that there isn't any competition. So it's a whole different kind of situation. Once you give up control of your water supply, you have nowhere else to go. So that is one of the big problems in terms of water price increases. There's a town not far from where I live where over the last year or two they came in with a this German company took over and they've come in with demanding more than 100% increase over the last couple of years. And this has happened in other parts of the country as well, and some local governments have actually said we want to take our water systems back because, first of all, providing water for people is not a money loser for local government, and it is a basic service that should be provided by local government. And these guys, the corporations, are, one, charging more. They're constantly demanding new investment. They say that they're going to put in private money, their own money, but in fact they don't. They say, oh, well, now we're running the system. Why don't you put more money in because we need these changes? And finally, in Stockton, for example, and this has happened elsewhere, they ran the system to fail. It's called run to fail. Rather than replace pipes and replace equipment proactively so that things would not fall apart, they actually delayed and waited until things would fall apart because then they could say, well, they've gotten every bit out of a piece of equipment rather than just saying, well, we can't afford, because this is a public service, to have this fail. If you're a public service, that means that you are being active to make sure that that service is there and that it doesn't fail, rather than running your equipment to fail.
So, I mean, what's their big goal? What propaganda are the private water profiteers pushing right now?
Their propaganda remains the same. They're saying that a private company, because it's in the free market, supposedly, it can be more efficient, that government is inefficient, that government employees don't work well, that they should have a quote-unquote partnership with government to deliver water, and that they will take over control and management of your local water supply, of your wastewater system. And these are the lines that they have constantly brought forward. More and more local governments are finding, and once they fell into these kind of ideas, because they've got so much tight budgets now in local areas, we're having real crunches in local budgets and state budgets. The result of that is that you have mayors saying, we've got to be able to get services out of our budget. Why don't we sell it off to a private company? And that is the wrong way to go.
Absolutely. Listen, I really appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. Folks can find out more. Which website should they visit? Because I see a couple.
The easiest one to remember is thirstthemovie.org.
Thirstthemovie.org.
And that has both our book and our movie there, how you can get them.
Okay.
And a lot more information.
I appreciate all the time you've given us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Folks, you may not be too into your water, but you just take it for granted that it comes out of the pipe at your house. But this is what affects us, and then this is the type of basic infrastructure we're being cheated on. But let me be clear. It's not just private corporations that double and triple prices. And I've seen examples of that in news where, like I said, the $240-something dollars a bill, and then a year later it's $1,200-something for the same amount of water. The governments are doing this too. Governments are jacking up prices anywhere they have a monopoly. And government has a monopoly on force in your city. They have a monopoly on everything. But the super abuses we're seeing when government teams up with private corporations. And around here, I mean, you'll have, you know, the former mayor's wife on the board of the water company, and you'll have the guy on the Campo board handing over the roads to private companies to put toll roads on existing roads, and his daughter and son will work for the toll road company. I mean, getting hundreds of grand. I mean, it's just lawlessness, completely lawless, and the economy's going bankrupt. Look, a great example is Enron. They stole hundreds of billions nationwide and worldwide. They stole 20-plus billion when it collapsed out of California in 1 year, jacking up electricity prices. And they even had they would turn the power off, and it later came out in documents, to create the perceived image that the power really wasn't there. Then people would accept 3 times, 4 times, 5 times the price. That's in the IMF documents. They say, you turn the water, you turn the electricity off, because then they'll accept anything. You know, they've got it, like with the gas shortage they've now declassified they staged in the late 70s. They had plenty of oil. But before they could raise it and bring it from 45 cents a gallon to a dollar a gallon, double the price, they had to shut it down and then order their facilities not to ship the oil. There was plenty of oil. We've had oil execs on. I had family that worked, you know, for oil companies there. They saw it. The barges, they were full of oil. They create that perceived need, that perceived scarcity. And they're doing it now, and it's all collapsing. I mean, they've hired all these millions of cops, and now the economy's falling apart. They're just going to squeeze tighter to get their money. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. All right, a ton of news, more guests coming up, really hardcore info. So you'll want to stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, but I wanted to cover water.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I hear the train a-coming.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps.
And time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps a-moving.
But that train keeps a-rolling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I just found out during the break. Variety reporting. George Clooney has optioned the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. So I got to get John Ronson on the show, and I got to get General Stubblebine, the commander of the men that stared at goats. And all the mind control, all the psychic warfare powers at Fort Bragg that they had in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And he wrote a book about that, and it was a bestseller, and Clooney at Cannes is going to make that his next big movie. With George Clooney, I guess, playing Stubblebine. We got to get Stubblebine on. He's been on a couple times with us. What a character. The point is, this is what the government's into. And Stubblebine is very, very interesting, to say the least. But that's just a weird tidbit I thought I'd tell you about. There's lots of news like that that is weird and kind of fits into what we cover here, but... Like some guy spent 20 years inventing something that's like out of G.I. Joe Cobra Commander, where they've got a Y-wing, kind of like you know, the people that jump off cliffs with those, those hang gliders, but it's a hard fixed-wing deal with four huge, well, they're not that big, but they're big compared to the person, engines, and there he is just flying around. Like something out of a movie in the mountainous air above mountains, like something out of a science fiction movie. But it's 2008, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just mean a jetpack. I'd rather talk about stuff like that all day. By the way, we're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv here in just a couple minutes. And we are going to be opening the phones up in the next hour and 30 minutes. We're going to have We Are Change Ohio and We Are Change Kentucky on. They went in. They had official press passes. They asked Oliver North about the concentration camp program. And they, when they were walking out, jumped on one guy from behind, grabbing his camera, tackled him, and then said, we're going to charge you with felonies for withholding evidence because you somehow having memory chips in their cameras was withholding evidence. So they stole the memory chips, stole the batteries, took them outside, screamed at them for 45 minutes like drill sergeants. I mean, this is the press being attacked, ladies and gentlemen. I got so mad about it yesterday on air when we had Adam on from We Are Change Kentucky. I want to get him on and the other guys. We've been able to get a hold of Adam. I have the numbers for the other guys. Guys, if you're out there, call into the network because I'm trying. I want to get you guys on for the last 30 minutes of the show. We got Adam coming on, but... I heard him last night after I'd interviewed Adam. I heard him on another show and I was driving around in the car, and it was unbelievable. It was even worse than what Adam was saying. And it was very credible how they were telling their story, and there's photos of them up on prisonplanet.com, all tore up. 9/11 blogger has it too, you know, cut from it. And what they did, I mean, it's just, and Oliver North posing as a conservative. I mean, these people make me sick. They really make me sick. And We Are Change assaulted by police in Louisville. Oliver North confronted, video footage confiscated. Members of We Are Change, this is from wearechange.org, actually has the story, were physically removed from Louisville Exposition Center on Sunday after confronting Iran-Contra figure Oliver North. Members questioned North on his involvement with continuity of government in the new 9/11 investigation and concealment camps in America. Lieutenant Oliver North, a Fox News host, was confronted by a combination of actors from We Are Change Ohio, Kentucky Change. Cody Deeds stood up during the question and answer session and asked him about the continuity of government program, and that's when the secret police went crazy. So you don't ask questions in America, boy. That's not allowed. This is the land of the coward, home of the slaves. We'll see you at prisonplanet.tv on the other side. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. it is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talking to We Are Change Kentucky, We Are Change Ohio. Later in this hour, they were assaulted by private security guns and police at the NRA convention in Louisville, Kentucky. They peacefully went to the event. They had accredited press passes they got. When they asked Oliver North about continuity of government, I'm going to play some of that video later. Came out in Congress. Their plan to put Americans in concentration camps, which is now mainstream news, repackaged, brought out. More news on that today. They told them leave, and as they were leaving, they tackled one guy in the back, then stole their camera equipment, stole their digital recording chips, and then threatened to charge them all with felonies, saying that something about having computer chips and cameras was absconding with federal evidence, and they were all going to prison for the rest of their lives. And then they just screamed at them and laughed at them for 45 minutes. And that's what our country's turned into, just a land of humiliation, a land of cowardice, a land of degeneracy. I have another big story here out of the New York Times today, and I want to spend more time on this and take your calls on this issue and on some other issues as well. And this just says that people turn in their children, grandchildren, parents for money, the most petty of crimes, marijuana, you name it. And they just call up wanting $100, $500. They say, you know, my son's smoking pot. I need $500. And they go, all right, we're coming. And it says it's good. The article's about how good this is and how the people are finally being good Americans. And you can't make this up. You can't make up. We are the most slovenly, degenerate, wicked people on earth. Now, a lot of us are good. I'm saying by and large. It's like you have a barrel of apples and, you know, 60% of the apples are filled with worms, and there's a bunch of cow manure dumped on top of it, and then a bucket of ticks. You don't eat apples out of any of that. I mean, are there 40% good apples? Yes, but the worms are now eating into those, and soon there won't be any apples left. It'll just be a big mush of worms and ticks, and I mean, that's really what we are. And it's a country where cowards like Oliver North that hate this country and helped ship in narcotics as the CIA's Solicitor General reported to Congress, and who helped run death squads, is hailed as a conservative, as his conservative god, George Bush, opens the border, triples the size of the BATF, destroys the dollar, destroys our name. And, of course, Oliver North is nothing but a complete coward and a puppet and a fake conservative. I mean, he's not even worth a mention, other than the fact that he had his goons violate the First Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. And it's one thing to do that in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia. It's another thing to do that in the U.S., and now they have Mexican cartels run by the CIA murdering police in the U.S., murdering the other drug cartels that haven't paid their cuts. As the people that run our government, the Criminal Crime Syndicate consolidates its power. Our government's running these hits and running these operations, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. I mean, look, it's simple. The big banks that own our country, they decided, why don't we just take over the U.S.? Why don't we just run it? Why don't we triple charge people for their water and triple charge for their trash pickup? And why don't we arrest people and give them 10 years in prison for speeding now, or arrest you for not having a seatbelt, or arrest you for not having a turn signal on? Or why don't we train your children to tattle on you? Or you know, why don't we just take everything over? And they said, okay, let's do it. And they've done it. And they bring the drugs in, and they put your young people in prison making widgets. And then the idiot population says, oh, make them prisoners work. They're lazy. What you don't know is that those prisoners then compete against you. Those prisoners then take your jobs because they're working for 20 cents an hour. How are you going to compete with that? The illegal will work for $5 an hour. The prisoner works for 20 cents an hour on average. What's going to happen to your job? What's going to happen to your economy? What's going to happen to your country? Up on WeAreChange.org and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can look at the story, We Are Change Assaulted by Police in Louisville. And it just lets you know another nail in the coffin as the U.S. sinks under the ocean of third world despotism and becomes a banana boat republic with a hyper techno police state overlay. Couldn't be a worse thing happen.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We Are Change Ohio. Had press passes, were accredited, got up during the question and answer for press for Oliver North and asked about continuity of government. And they asked politely. It's been reported by three of them we've talked to. And then they were followed because, you know, I mean, imagine all these cops are trained to fight terror. They've been taught in all their manuals and training that anybody that talks about FEMA camps or martial law, even though they're being trained for it, is a terrorist. And so they tackle them, grab the cameras, freak out, talk about how they're going to set them up, how they're going in for felonies, for videotaping stuff. I mean, you know, there's no real terrorist, but they all watch 24 and think they're Jack Bauer. So the press is now Al-Qaeda. It's like they'll kill you in Mexico if you report on government drug dealing. They're starting to kill reporters here and kill cops here. AP reports they've told our cops, work for us or you die. And our cops are saying, we work for you. It's a nation run by fear and cowardice. And the death squads are run by the CIA, and they, as we told you 3 years ago, and it's now mainstream news. The media acts like, oh, the death squads are government trained. They're now operating in Texas and Indiana, and all they're killing people. And, oh, my God, our government doesn't control them. They trained them, and now they're out of control. They've always controlled them. And now it's time for us to be third world slaves. But I thought I would go ahead and go to the document cam so I can show people what's going on here. Oh, I was going to show them a video, but I don't even have my controller in here. I got to get that switcher in here. This isn't working. I don't know where the controller is. I wanted to show people this video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are out there. And I don't have that little switcher. Oh, here it is. Why should I even show people this stuff with North? They don't even care. Just don't look, you're all going to get it, okay? All of you that like the system, all of you that think it's real funny. Here's the video of it from my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Okay? Here it is.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps.
Okay, you can just type in Oliver North, FEMA camps in, and look, if I sound mad on air, I'm not mad at the people at the network, anybody here, I'm mad. I mean, it makes me sick looking at Oliver North. I mean, you know, this fake American, this fake Marine, this fake patriot, all they're doing is killing the country. Something Hitler couldn't do, something Stalin couldn't do, something Mao couldn't do, and they wrap themselves in the flag while they do it. They scientifically manipulate you and have these things like war stories and associate themselves with Audie Murphy and other heroes. It's disgusting. It's disgusting to watch them get away with this over and over again. And they're just taking the whole country. They're taking the whole thing down. I mean, this tore my guts out this morning when I read this story out of the New York Times, where they're just happily reporting. It's up on the document cam for folks that are watching online right now. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. That's right. That's their job, it says. And, I told the story just last week about one of the famous cases. I mean, I always use cases that are well-known. There's literally thousands I've seen until I see it now in a newspaper, and I get sad. I get upset. I get anxious. My heart starts beating because I want justice to be done. I want bad guys to go to jail. I can't believe we're in this much trouble. It's like we're just going deeper and deeper down a black hole I know we're not coming out of. About the guy in North Carolina that owned the a couple of nurseries for plants. And every year he went to Texas, to Houston, to buy yopons that were going to be shipped by 18-wheeler. They gave him a discount if he paid cash, and he had $14,000. And he happened to whip it out, some cash out to pay at the airport. And the woman had said was making 30-something grand a year, but she made 200 grand a year in getting a percentage of the seizures. No drugs found, no criminal record, and they just took his money. And he never got it back, and the courts just said, doesn't matter if you don't have drugs, or just we're going to take it. And they don't stop, folks. I mean, there's famous cases of the DPS in Texas pulling over an 80-something-year-old woman who carried around $4,000 cash with her, as most old-time women would carry a lot of money around with them back from the Depression days. Turned out she was an heiress of some oil baron, hundreds of millions. But they pull her over, brand-new Cadillac, come over to her car. They say, mind if we search? She says, okay, officer. They get the $3,000-$4,000 in her wallet, and they just take it. I mean, that's what America is, folks. They'll come in all the time when they raid people for guns that aren't even illegal. They go ahead and take your gold, bust it in your safe. They just put it right in their pockets, right in front of you. And it's admitted. I mean, I could sit here for 1,000 hours reading mainstream news articles about police selling each other drugs to seize bars and restaurants that they then own and run, or stealing people's houses, planting drugs on them, or stealing your land and killing you. Hell, a lot of times if they decide they want your ranch, they'll just, cops will come right out and kill you and then use it as their deer hunting ranch. I mean, they'll just walk you out back and line you up and boom, blow the back of your head right off. And I mean, you know, I mean, it's the most criminal group there is out there. Now that's the higher-up cops in certain corrupt divisions. The average cop's just out writing tickets and following orders, and they're not corrupt. And they're just out raising money and writing tickets to hire more cops. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I really can't. I want to take your calls. I know I got a bunch of you that are holding, John and Chris and Mark and a bunch of other people. Is this land of the free, home of the brave? I mean, is this what our country's all about? As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime to gas prices, foreclosure rates, and the cost of rice. Add this rising cost indicator, the number of tips to the police from people hoping to collect reward money. Calls to the Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter of the year were up 30% over last year. San Antonio had a 44% increase. Cities and towns from Detroit to Omaha to Beaufort, North Carolina, all report increases of 25% or more in the first quarter, with tipsters telling operators they need the money for rent, light bills, and baby formula. Biggest part of our economy is prisons. After that, it's military. After that, it's surveillance. I mean, that's what we are. We are the most evil, wicked, pathetic, degenerate, scum-filled nation of trash. And I'm not even talking about the police or the government. I mean, the general public are just mindless, gibbering monkeys. And let me tell you something. They set off nukes and then tell the gibbering population to put Americans in camps and that they'll get their milk and honey back. They'll do it. If you don't think that the Great Depression, 90% of us, or 85, lived on farms and could feed ourselves, and thousands starved, millions went hungry. Right now, 5% can take care of themselves. They're going to be demonic animals like you've never seen. Okay? Oh, God. Roving. We're going to make Mexico look like heaven in this country. If you're not going to fight, if you're not going to stay and fight for the country and try to turn it around, you should evacuate. Not that other countries are good. It's just that this is the land of scum. Continuing, calls to the Southwest Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter went up 30%. I already read that. For this year, everyone that's called has pretty much been looking for money, said Sergeant Lawrence Beller, who answers Crime Stoppers calls. You mean snitch Soviet death of America systems, at the Sussex County, New Jersey Sheriff's Office. That's as opposed to the last couple of years where people were just sick of crime and wanted to do something about it. As a result, many programs report a substantial increase in Crime Stopper-related arrest and recovering property as callers turn in their neighbors, grandchildren, and former boyfriends in exchange for a little cash. See, their instinct's gone. It's not that I'm even that good of a person. I don't tattle on people because I know it's a crime. I know it's wicked. I know it contributes to a tattletale scum society. I mean, it's not even training that makes me never tattle on anybody. I can't do it. I mean, I would physically put a mask on and beat somebody over the head with a baseball bat before I'd call Johnny Law to do something to him. And I'm not that I would do that, but you know what I mean. I mean, I'll do it myself. On Friday, a woman called the Regional Crime Stoppers line in Macon, Georgia, to find out when she could pick up her reward money for a recent tip. She was irritated to learn that she would have to wait until Monday. See, the government loves to train you to do this. I mean, it's one thing to let people call and tattle, but you should never get rewards. And see, it started for bank robbers and killers and, ooh, very rare. Now it's for everything. Just and it's just swapping hogs. I'm in a bind. I really need it. I'm in a bind, she told the hotline operator. There's a lot of stuff I know, but I didn't open my mouth. If I weren't in a bind, I wouldn't open my mouth because I'm white trash scum.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War.
Look, we've had it too good too long.
Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
And that's why we're going to be slaves.
Grave digger.
We're going to get hurt. Real bad.
Could you make it shallow?
But they're good at scientifically doing it. To one person here, couple there. Take this person's child, taser this person, hit you with soft kill bioweapons and the vaccines to kill you slow, kick in down the road. But I guess Willie Nelson's right. In the end, we all fall down anyways. We all fall down. Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
John in Ohio, then Chris, Mark, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, before I get to my working against this privatization in my local city here, you know me as someone who's an unaffiliated free thinker who agrees with the Marxist socialist analysis. But I think that in certain ways, we've got, you know, my original exposure to a Marxist and socialist analysis was way back in the 60s and 70s with the Progressive Labor Party, PLP.org, if you want to look them up. But they were the first one to introduce me, long before you did, to the eugenics programs of the Rockefeller interest on Wall Street and the Bank of London and the Central Intelligence Agency, the World Bank, the IMF. They were the ones that first introduced me to false flag terrorism. They were the ones that introduced me to Operation Gladio way back in the 70s.
I know, but you'll never listen that the globalists funded communism in their own documents. It's just impossible for you. You just deny all those facts and just say it isn't true. So fine, believe what you want, John.
Well, the points I've just made, I think, are speak for themselves. That there's a clear
yeah, but the communists did false flag events too, John.
The point I'm making here is everything you've said along the point of eugenics has been in long monographs I've seen in PLP way back in the 60s and 70s. And that's why I agree with 60% of what you're saying, and I disagree with 40%. I think you're doing great work there, but I think in many ways you're contradictory because, for instance, when you had David J. Smith on criticizing Chavez and, by implication, Eva Morales in
Let's get one thing straight. Hey, John. Hold on a minute. Number one, this is not some monolithic show, and I don't agree completely with every guest I have on, just like I don't completely agree with a lot of things you're saying. I mean, a lot of these other shows are monolithic, and it's all just one view or one idea. We're having a large college debate here. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm just saying, though, is that this kind of knee-jerk piggybacking on generations of anti-communist corporate propaganda leads us into actually opposing the very things we support. For instance, Eva Morales in Bolivia actually opposed the privatization of the water after there was a revolutionary upheaval because the peasants and the workers down there couldn't even live because of what was going on.
No, I understand.
There.
I understand that. I understand that communism is, quote, the solution in Latin America to a lot of the wrongs of neo-feudalism. But that's kind of like saying the cure for cyanide is arsenic. And look, I appreciate your call, John. I mean, you never address Carol Quigley and the documents and Lord Milner and the fact that they funded the communists to destroy the czar. And that's just a fact. And so I don't believe it's a communist conspiracy. I believe communism is one tool, like radical Islam, the Wahhabists are created by the British intel, just like, all these major groups are. It's called The Great Game, and that's what Carol Quigley writes about. And, I mean, that's really their corporate documents. That's their corporate history, their record. And so while we're, look, I reject your left-right paradigm. Just because I criticize what you know as is the right-wing fascist structure doesn't mean that I then embrace the other wing of the same bird of prey, the left wing. I reject it all. It's part of a false paradigm, a false political template. Before the bankers put out their disinfo 120 years ago, and then it became dominant in the last 80, people knew it as liberty versus tyranny. I'm for liberty. Period.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets feel
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll rise again.
The government's not your friend. It's run by absolutely ruthless criminals.
I'm an American Indian.
My tribe is Cherokee.
Need to understand that.
My forefathers loved this land. They left it here for
these are very dangerous people.
The white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories.
They are trying to start World War III. All right, we're going to go to Adam Cuttington here in a minute from We Are Change Kentucky. And ladies and gentlemen, what happened to them is just so incredible. I mean, not only being beat up, slammed to the ground, slammed one of their faces into the wall for no reason, equipment stolen, then the cops for close to an hour celebrated the evil. And we're talking about how they were going to charge them with felonies and do this and that and threatening them and screaming at them like drill sergeants and then laughing. I mean, I get really angry to read about grandmothers turning their grandchildren in for warrant money, you know, for marijuana, and the schools training the children to tattle on their parents. I mean, this country is far gone. And I feel the evil growing, and I just can't believe how bad we are and how sick we are. And it is just so shameful. To everybody out there, the only defense to this is being not drinking and driving, not using any pharmacological drugs, not using any illegal drugs, and just really realizing that the world is very dangerous now. There are cockroaches and scum and trash and parasites everywhere. And the only revenge is living well. The only revenge is making it through this. And God help us when they fully implode the economy. The general public are just going to be absolute demons. And it's just, we are a nation of trash. It really is true. And the cancer is growing. I don't see any way the country can reverse the course. You know, to see innocence framed. You know, in my new film, Truth Rising, that won't be out for a few months because we're still adding some things to it, but I show screenings of it the last two nights. You know, I mean, we got police coming up and saying, that's a gun. Your camera's a gun. I'm going to arrest you for this gun, and laughing with a with a DV cam tape. And you know, you probably go to prison for a camera now. They'll say it's a laser beam. They'll say it's kryptonite. I mean, I don't know. They'll say it's a bomb, a nuclear bomb. Coming up and saying, we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you have bombs. No, that's what we are, folks. I mean, they always frame people, but now they just do it on tape. And to know that these young men went in there and they got press passes, they were polite. They brought up continental government concentration camps to North. And they then were leaving. And here to just tell, because, I mean, I Adam Cuttington, this happened to with three other guys, called into the Sunday show and told part of it. And then I heard and read the rest of it. It's up on Infowars.com right now. And it was even worse than what he was saying, because they split them all up, you know, telling him, oh, you put one of those memory sticks, because, you know, he had one memory stick in the camera, one in his pocket. They then searched him after they stole the camera and said, oh, you got another memory stick. That's federal evidence, because this is a government facility. That makes it Homeland Security federal. You're going to get a felony for this memory stick in your pocket. And I'm surprised they didn't say it was, you know, an antimatter Death Star or something. I mean, you know. I mean, that's what they do. It's just all about lies, all about criminality, all about them ruling and just dominating and being bullies and being scum, and they're hiring felons and hiring all. I mean, this is bad, folks. They're building camps. I have it in the news today here. And I know we got loaded phones. I'm going to get to you. I can't believe this is happening. And they just incrementally do it. Let's go to Adam Cuttington. Adam, recap what happened to you, and then now talking to the other guys when they split you up, what they're saying, because, I mean, our press is attacked. We don't even have press now. They've called for arresting We Are Change, attacking, killing. They've called for you to be taken to secret camps on national news. That's a White House talking point. It scares them so much to have citizens come up at public events and embarrass them with real issues that they are escalating the violence towards us. And people Google Oliver North. I want people to follow him everywhere he goes, go to every event, and bring up First Amendment questions to him, but bring more people. I mean, this is just incredible. Because if we let the chilling effect win, if we let them win, it's over. Adam?
Yeah, great to be with you again, Alex.
Recap what happened and give me all those other developments, because I heard you guys last night on another show with Cosmos really getting into it all, because it was even worse than what you were saying on my show.
Yeah, from just being in my own perspective and us splitting pretty much after that happened, you know, I didn't get even everybody else's full accounts. Like I said yesterday, we had confronted Oliver North first on continuity of government, would he support a new investigation of 9/11 in camps? Then Ted Nugent on 9/11. When we were about to leave, we seen that Oliver North was doing a book signing in the hall inside to go over and hand him some literature.
And let's be clear, a lot of these guys are former Iraq troops from the last 5 years. You go to a death camp for, and that's in the news today, for secret execution before you're thrown into a lime pit for even criticizing the government in Iraq under the democracy. And so for them, that's why taking you to a lime pit in the near future, and I'm not joking, folks. I don't kid around on the show or exaggerate. They are training to murder you and your family, and we must stop them now. But go ahead. Finish your story.
All right. I stood across the hall when they went up to the table to get the that event from another angle, and they ended up swarming at that time. They confiscated our press passes and told us to leave. We were walking out the hall, and the camera was actually the officer behind us all tried snatching the camera out of Sam's hand. That's why he jerked back on it and was taken to the ground.
He jerked back on a god when he snuck up and grabbed at the camera? Oh, my God. You even looked at a god? Moses had to look at a bush. You were looking at them?
Oh, I mean, he just came up from behind him. You know, just from behind him and tried grabbing. I mean, what would be normal reaction? So anyways, that's when I believe they tried provoking an incident and actually taking him to the ground and putting him in cuffs. We were continuing to be let outside. Outside, Cody Deeds tried documenting.
Have you seen the pictures where they cut him up?
Yeah, I've seen the hand. The picture of the hand.
Well, that's what Al-Qaeda gets. Well, tell folks what else happened.
When Cody was trying to document it, two officers rushed him, got his camera. They proceeded to take all of our cameras at that time, take our information, or take our memory sticks out of them, tape CDs, what have you, delete our internal memory, take our batteries out of them.
Third world cesspit. Now, let's be clear, you had official press passes.
We had press passes that were acquired weeks before through the NRA Public Affairs Office, because on the NRALAI.org website,
now that's a national registration assault group. Go ahead.
I said it was open to the press, so I called, gave the credentials. They were waiting for us when we got there. Everything was fine.
This is sick.
So, anyways, after they take our memory and our batteries, what have you, they kind of get us off to different sides, threaten us with different things. Cody's threatened with federal, I believe, Class D felony for tampering with evidence, supposedly, because he tried removing the memory stick from his camera before
tampering with evidence. Oh, so they were claiming a crime was committed with the cameras. See how they just make stuff up? Just totally made up. False charges, official oppression. Have you learned the names of any of these dirtbags, or they wouldn't give it to you?
They wouldn't give us any information on the officer that...
Yeah, they're just going
to steal down to the ground.
They're just going to steal your equipment. And that's probably wasn't even a cop. They're just going to steal your equipment. And that's it. And they're just shut up. So what else happened?
Like I said, they were threatening us with felonies, what have you, federal felonies because it was state property. They erased all of our memories, gave us the cameras back, and release Sam and just told us to get out of here, banned us from the property for life. And we went our own ways from there. But the entire event, I mean, literally minutes before, we were watching Ted Nugent upstairs talk about kill any carjacker or anyone you see commit a crime with Louisville Metro Police Department standing right next to him smiling. But we go downstairs to try to use our First Amendment. Are completely violated. I mean,
Yeah, it's we're way far gone. I got an article here where there's not 1 million people now in the terror database. It's 8 million. Oh, we're all terrorists, and the cops are training to fight roadside bombs. I mean, give me a break, folks. It's all made up to federalize everything, and they're going to push and push till people fight back, and then they're going to say, see, there's terrorists everywhere. You know, oh, this father won't let you take his three-year-old for no reason. Oh, he's a terrorist. Oh, I'm the authority. I'm just so sick of all these do-nothing, nobody people with low IQs that then rule over us and just have their way with us while the bankers set up on high over us. I mean, aren't you sick of it, Adam?
I'm completely sick. I'm fed up. I'm sick to my stomach, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even an anger or a rage anymore. I'm just like, I guess you haven't heard me read the New York Times article where people are turning in their grandchildren for money.
Right.
That's how people make their money in America now, is tattletale lines.
It's ridiculous. It's the police state.
Listen to this. For tips that bring results, programs in most places pay $50 to $1,000, with some jurisdictions giving bonuses for help solving the most serious crimes, an extra gun bounty if a weapon is recovered. That's why the carpet cleaner guy saw a shotgun on a rack on the wall, you know, 7-8 years ago and called the police on me. Didn't matter. He thought guns were illegal and he was going to get some money. In Sussex County, the average payment for a tip that results in arrest is $400. But then when your car gets stolen, they won't come out. You got to, I mean, it's just sick. A snitch society. God, I am ashamed of this country. What about you?
I'm right there with you, brother. I mean, you know, cops don't even come out to domestic disturbance or what have you, but somebody using their First Amendment, I mean, it's SWAT. It's swarm, you know?
No, God, that's evil. You don't talk. You don't ask questions. Listen to this. Usually you deliver the money in an unmarked car and meet them somewhere, he said. But these people come right to the office and walk right through the front door. So, see, you know, I mean, that's what cops do now. They just, it's all secret police activity. I mean, totally warped. It used to be something for a, you know, bank robber or for some famous, you know, killer, cop killer, there'd be a reward. Now it's just for everything. Some Crime Stoppers coordinators say the program appeals to community spirit. Community spirit? How degenerate, and emphasizes that not everyone who calls in is after money, but their advertising makes no bones about the benefits of a good tip. Now, here in Austin, for at least 10 years, they give every elementary and middle school student by a fifth grade, they give them a card, and they get $200 when they turn family members in, and they just teach them, turn your mommy and daddy in. And then the parents send their children to this place where your children are being taught to look for you doing something wrong. I mean, this is ridiculous. We live in a prison with a bunch of drug dealers running it. I mean, this is sick. It's not enough for you to bring the drugs in. You have to then, what would you like to see happen? You know, up on the computer screen, up on the document cam, I have a picture of Oliver North from booktour.com/author/North. Or just type Oliver North book tour and you'll get it. Confirmed events this Saturday, May 24th, 6 p.m., at the Cornerstone Church, 726 West Old Hickory Boulevard, Madison, Tennessee. More info. And because he's such an important trafficker and death squad commander from them, they're listening. He'll be aware of it. But I say 20, 30 of you go and just peacefully ask questions and have people out front in cars to get video of the whole thing and show how the whole anti-terror apparatus is about stopping you from asking questions. But the border's wide open, and drug dealers killed a bunch of cops last week. Doesn't matter. They'll now learn to work for the CIA. The CIA's got their proxy. And we got Sunday, Cornerstone Church again, May 25th at 8 p.m., 726 West Old Hickory Road, Madison, Tennessee. We got a lot of listeners in Tennessee, and people should go to this. And, I don't think it'll be as bad there because they'll just have some local goons, and sometimes you got cops that still think this is America, and they'll just tell you to leave. Leave when they say it, though. Are you thinking about going around Lord North anymore, or are you just going to, or have you had enough rodeo with him?
If he comes back around the area, I mean, I'll be glad to go and ask some questions again. I mean, it's my patriotic duty.
Well, you guys, even though you had your property stolen, how many memory sticks, how many batteries?
I know of my battery, and I believe another one. Me and Cody had memory, Brad had memory sticks. I believe Sam had a straight-to-DVD, I believe, or straight-to-mini-disc, I believe.
Well, three batteries, two chips. We're talking $300 easy of stolen goodies, and that's what they do. No judge, no jury, no arrest. They've been in Baghdad. You're not going to be a slave, and that's the end of it. Well, we'll talk to you as this develops. Get a hold of the guys. I want to have you all on tomorrow. Take care, Adam.
All right, you too.
Appreciate you, man. And again, folks, we're in dire straits when they're going after the press like this. I mean, we're in dire, dire straits, gosh. Not enough to have free speech zones and trample everything. Don't forget our sponsors. We've got a final segment. I'm going to come back and take some calls. But our sponsors for this hour are Interfood, Aloe's, and eFoods Direct. And Interfood is the best green food, bar none, out there anywhere that I have found. 20 really power-packed ingredients for 100% absorption. It's unpasteurized superfoods. We take it here in the office. We love it. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, corella. Balance energy all day long, weight loss, you name it. 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones saying you get 10% off. Or go to Infowars.com. When you link through on the banner there on the site, you get 10% off. So go to Infowars.com and link through to Interfood. And then, of course, there is the fine folks at the people that bring you the fine products like the Beta Prostate, like the Colon Cleanse, Body Cleanse, New Vitality. Big banner up on Infowars.com. Be sure and visit that. Be sure and check that out. Aloe's really flushes you out, really cleans you out, detoxifies you. It'll probably be a legal center. I'm not joking. They're trying to ban all herbs products for you. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. We'll come back in the final segment, but don't forget Aloe's Body Cleanse.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
There is in the greatest story book ever written a statement that the greatest storyteller who ever told a story, and all his stories are true, mind you, that greatest storyteller is not mocked. There are the mockers, but it is not generally told what happens to them. What happened to the famous figure who said, Christianity will end, it will disappear, etc., etc.? What happened to the Brazilian president who said if he got 500,000 votes from his party, not even God could remove him from presidency? What happened when the builder of the Titanic said not even God could sink it? What happened to the mocking group who laughingly said God could not get in their car unless it was in the trunk? What happened to the Jamaica journalist who said the Bible was the worst book ever written? What happened to the famous actress who mockingly said to a famed evangelist, I don't need your Jesus? There's more to this list of mockers which we tell, and then tell the untold of what actually happened to them as a result of their mockery. Told at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Take 5 minutes and learn the untold story of the mockers at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. They're interesting stories.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There's a lot of you out there laughing about everything I've said. But you're going to find out soon enough that I'm not joking about any of it. This century is going to make the last century pale in significance. Blood is going to flow through the streets. And all you tough guy cops, you're going to be so tired of killing fellow citizens and beating them, it's not going to be fun anymore. This is what you want. This is what you get. You want to be a big man? You want to be an evil thug? Don't worry. You're going to get to be. Gonna get to have your wish, all of it. The truth is, dreams come true. A lot of you are in love with nightmares, but you're gonna get to live those nightmares you've had, what you thought were dreams. The truth is, we all get what we want, what we truly want. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air, Chris. We gotta move quick.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
For all those people that think that, you know, none of this is happening, you know, I can absolutely vouch for the fact that it is. And I think that we're so far past the time for arguing and, you know, the people that call your show and, you know, try to say that, you know, they argue with you and ninny around and the chicken necks, like you like to call them. You know, with in Florida, I have a personal experience with the police where I had a car that was bought and paid for. At the time, it was a nice new Explorer, and they pulled me over, and they threw some dope in the back. They unpossessed my car, and I got a felony conviction. I told my probation officer that, you know, I was completely innocent. He said, yeah, it happens all the time, you know, and that was it. Now, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, I can't get a job.
What did you say to these hardcore demons? And hold on, sir. We're going to go into overdrive. In fact, tell the two, that's all right, just about 15 minutes, because I got a Ron Paul retransmission interview that's coming up on the InfoWars stream in about 20 minutes, so I don't want to miss that. But I want Mark and Rich and everybody else that's holding to hold over. We're good for overdrive, another 20 minutes or so? Good. But I want to hear your story. What did you say to this individual? And for the callers, call in 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400, including you, Chris, in Florida, when we let you go in a minute. I mean, did you say to them, why are you doing this to me? I'm a human. Did you talk to the psychopaths? Because sometimes it works to go, I'm a human. I have a family. Don't do this. Or did you smart off to him? Did he say, hey, I'm going to show you? Or what happened? I want to hear specifically how this wickedness happened.
Alex, I was polite as could be. Mm-hmm. I had never had an arrest before. You know, they were bored. They came over, and I said, I was being totally compliant. I said, you can search my car with the dog if you want.
Well, that's why they did that. Yeah, because once you've done that, then they can make a fake conviction stick with the consent. Just work with us. We're your friends, Mr. Johnson, or whatever your name is.
Right, and what happened was one of the cops was kind of playing the nice cop, and the other one was playing kind of the tough guy.
Yeah, it's all about winning. It's about the hurting the American, having the victory. Yeah.
But why? You know why? You know what I mean?
Because they're evil, sir. They're probably both hardcore drug dealing felons. Tell you what, I want to hear more of this story. I want you to call me right now at 512-646-5400. Okay.
Let me see if I can remember that.
Yeah. Listen, here's the number again. 512-646-5400, okay? John will just give it to you right now. Put him on hold and give it to him. Other callers call that. We're out of time. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. Only on the streams right now. Ron Paul's coming up in 30 minutes. You got to go to InfoWars.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit